Hey, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. Building laughs to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., WJFK, 202-432-1067. And right here in New York City, on WNEW, 877-692-1027. This will be the last time that, for a while, that I just have to introduce Buzz. There he is, Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
There it is. Monday, I'll be introducing the wallpaper as well.
Are you going to be introducing Buzz when you before or after you introduce Ms. Remini?
Mike, it's going to be a tough pill for her to swallow.
Ah.
But she is underneath Buzz.
Yes.
Wow. In the credits of this show.
So, you know, it's funny, in the show business parlance, who you would introduce first, then, you know, I guess you would go with Buzz. I mean, that's the way it would, because we get introduced, and then you introduce Buzz, so, and then it'll be Leah after that. I guess that's the proper way to do it.
Right, and, you know, I mean, all I know is that everybody in the freaking business has been calling now.
Sure, right.
Wondering about this deal, wondering why it is that Leah would lower her standards, why a major television star would lower her standards to be on a daily radio show.
Logical question.
There are all kinds of, there's lots of bad information out there.
Yeah.
There's information that she's only going to be on the show for 3 weeks.
Right.
There's information that she's going to be on the show for 9 weeks. There's information that she's signed a 2-year contract. There's information that she's signed a contract that runs concurrently with our contract.
No, the simple fact of the matter is it could be 3 days.
Yeah. Wow. It'll be just as long as it works out.
No, Rob. I'm optimistic. I don't think it's going to be one day.
It could be one day.
Hey, go easy on that.
It's a spray.
Help yourself.
No, it's good. Good for you.
Ew.
Yuck.
Mm.
Yuck. Tasty. Tasty stuff.
Chloraseptic, brought to you by the Vicks Company.
I did that just for you, Mike.
Makers of the... I know.
Have you tried the red?
I don't... You know, I am not going to be able to get by this moment.
I am kidding you.
I'm so sensitive about
that. I am kidding you now.
May I see the bottle?
No. You may not see the bottle.
Now I am curious why, you know, with your new medical information, why I couldn't see the bottle today.
If you want to see the bottle, go down to Nana's and buy yourself a bottle of the stuff. My doctor.
Well, now, why wouldn't you want me to see the bottle, just out of curiosity?
Because you
want to
see the bottle.
There wouldn't be any other reason.
No, there would be no
There wouldn't
reason.
Be anything on that bottle that would be proving a point or anything.
No.
Directions. Used every 2 hours.
Would this be the first time that you've looked at that?
No.
Okay, all right.
Directions may be used every 2 hours or used as directed by physician.
Ah, okay. Any warnings?
Warnings. Keep this out of the reach of children.
Good.
In case of accidental overdose, see professional advice.
You, Rob.
Or contact Poison Control Center immediately.
Overdose.
Okay.
All right.
Overdose.
Overdose.
I'm not uberdosing on it.
Have you tried the red? That's the green.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? I like the red better.
Didn't you have the red yesterday?
Yeah. Yesterday I actually had a mixture going.
Ah, the brown.
a delectable cocktail.
A wonderful cocktail, yes. Dr. Martin Lee. Who incidentally says, good luck in everything you do.
Good luck in everything you do.
He was listening to the show yesterday.
Fine.
And he had some messages
Hello,
for everybody.
Ben. Yes, sir.
First off, he was very happy with the resonance of my voice.
I am
said
pleased.
It will continue to get better.
I am pleased.
Said to tell Mike that I could drink this stuff. By the bottle.
Mentioned me by name, did he?
Yes, he did.
Mentioned very good. Name. Very good.
Excellent.
And had some comments for my wife as well.
Good luck at everything you do.
Good luck at everything. Good luck at everything you do.
Everything you do.
Good luck at everything you do.
There we are.
So,
how's your voice today?
Dr. Lee is out there, and he's listening, and thank you for your help.
Dr. Lee. Yes, sirree. Fee Lee.
Hello, my show. It's not Fee Lee. It's Martin Lee.
Fee Lee, one of the great Chinese engineers in broadcast.
Hello, Todd and Mike's show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, my friend.
First of all, say happy birthday to me.
Why?
Because it's my birthday.
No, but you're the same ween that calls every day, and you're going to say something horrible.
No, I'm really not. I was just wondering.
No, you are. You are going to say something. Now, I finally have identified you as the guy that says very, very mean things to us on this show,
this
and usually
really
about this time every day.
Do you think it's him, Mike?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Really?
I was just wondering how Romy's going to feel about not being the queen around there anymore.
That's what the guy does. Okay, now, today it's Romy. You know, today...
I'm looking out for her well-being.
You know, do you think that this is the F.U. faggot guy?
I don't know if it's the F.U. faggot guy. It's a guy, though, that gives us a terribly hard time.
Yes.
Everybody on the show has been under his spell.
Mm-hmm. I respect the F.U. faggot guy. He's leaps and bounds ahead of me.
But you
leaves them out. I give credit where credit's due.
Right, yeah,
I'm just curious how.
I'm sure that
no longer the queen.
Rummy will always be the queen.
Oh yeah,
she will always be the queen.
Okay, I'm just looking out for her well-being.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Adios.
Bye bye. See you later.
See, I shut him down.
You did.
There you go.
I forgot
what he did yesterday. Yesterday he was. It was early on, and it was about Leah Remini.
He's
I know
trouble.
It was about Leah. Yeah, he's trouble.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Welcome to the new market.
What new market?
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Hey. Didn't we find out?
Is it Wilkes-Barre?
Barre.
Wilkes-Barre? What is it? Whatever the hell it is. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, right. Welcome.
Well, we got a case of Jameson for when Mike wants to come up.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. There you go. And the station.
A brand new pilgrim offer for Rob A.
And the station there is, give me a hand on that. It's you. Are you listening to the station?
Caller.
I think it's W-O-E-Z.
Wait, what's the dial position?
95.7.
Beautiful. Thank
nice
you,
little
friend.
FM stick. Good.
Beautiful. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Is Leah there?
No, Leah won't be here till Monday.
Not till Monday, sir.
She's not there?
No, she's not.
Here.
Sorry.
She's going to be on the show, right?
Yes, she is. What are you so upset about?
Well, I'm just so excited. I won that show, The King of Queens.
Yeah?
Did you understand? It's great, man. Mike?
Yeah, how you doing, my friend?
Did you find a place to live yet?
Nah, not really, no. I'm saying it's going to be okay.
You're crying.
No, actually... And no, actually, I did find a place to live. I have to tell you the truth.
You're going to live in a car?
No, I got a lovely place that I'm gonna move into.
Oh, you do?
I do. It's wonderful. It's terrific. You'd love it.
But
what?
Monday?
When
Leah... Monday, Leah's going to be there, right?
Yes, she's going to
be out in Los Angeles with Leah.
Yes, we are.
We're not getting rid of old, kindly old Buzz, are you?
No, we're not. We're not.
That's good, Buzz.
We're simply adding. We are not subtracting.
Yes, crying man.
Buzz?
Yes, crying man.
You got any weed?
Okay. If it'll cheer you up.
There is the crying man.
I love that guy.
I think when we get out to Los Angeles, one of the first things that we're going to do is... I think Entertainment Tonight wants to interview us about this whole thing with Leah.
Wow.
So I think
what the hell are we going to say?
We're going to be making the rounds of those type shows. It'll be very exciting. That starts Monday.
Oh, when am I going to have time to tan?
And don't forget now, it's going to be the Don and Mike show.
Right.
And then she's just there.
So it's not going to be the Don and Mike show with Leah Remini?
No, it is not.
It's not going to be the Don and Mike show featuring Leah Remini?
It will not be.
It's not going to be the Don and Mike show with Buzz Burbank and Leah Remini?
It will not be.
It's the Don... How about Don and Mike and Buzz and Leah?
No, just same old Don and Mike show.
Okay.
Same old Don and Mike show.
All right.
Mike, it is Friday.
Friday.
Oh, hey, Lisa. Hey, Ron. I got a question for you. Quick question. We have guests coming in today. Is Tim here yet?
Timothy's not here. Nathan is here.
All right. What about the other guys?
They will be here in about 15 minutes.
All right. We got guests coming out of the ass today.
Wow.
We also today will be giving away $1,500 courtesy of Hotwire.
Hotwire.
We'll be looking for the craziest mom.
Yeah, and we've been setting this up for quite a while, and now it's easy, right? It's just getting your crazy mom on the telephone to demonstrate to us how crazy she is.
That's right. Anyone in America
can
win this. You don't have to come down to WNEW. You just call in. You get your crazy mom on the phone.
Yahoo!
Craziest mom wins the money. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, now that Leah's joined the show, now, when she comes to D.C., is she going to be staying at your place?
I am going to make that option open to her.
Well, you know, frankly, I think that's probably a little inconvenient for you. I think it would probably be more logical for her to stay at a location where there would be optimal space.
She
may have, let's say, the choice of three bedrooms.
I have optimal space.
I
owe her, Mike.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just being realistic here.
I owe her.
I have. I mean, in the place that I've got, my little rental unit, I have now... tons of space. I don't know what to do. I'm bouncing off the walls.
This is exactly what I'm not going to do with her anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to argue about her anymore. She's just a regular girl. She's a funny girl that's going to be on the show. If you want her to shack up with you, she can shack up with you.
No, I don't.
Mike has lots of space. Nice isolated location.
No, yeah, Rob knows where I'm living now.
Super isolated. I think
no one will hear her scream.
That's
actually,
right.
I think the dynamic, I believe, of
we're not going to do this. We have to make that agreement. Yeah. We have to make this pact.
I'm already in there.
Now hold on a second.
I'm already there.
You're being competitive by even saying that. We have to make that pact that we're not going to go to the other side. Over her.
I'm not. If anything, I've tried to move over to the other side by indicating that she's just going to be treated like a regular person on the show.
Amen.
Which means at some point, I'm sure I will tell her to shut up. At some point, I will pull her aside and say, you know, shut the F up. Yeah, so?
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I know you are.
But, you know, because, I mean, I love the... You know, I know a lot of people on this show fear change. I kind of get excited about change because it's just, you know, it gets the... And you know I love L.A. I truly love L.A.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a... You know, I don't think any of us, you know, this is a lot of travel, being away from our families, nothing. But you know what? It's awfully terrific to be going back out to the West Coast.
Shut up. But yes, you and I will both tone it down. Treat her like a normal girl when she's on the show.
A lady. A fine lady.
A fine one. I would love for her, incidentally, to stay at my house. I think that would be fantastic material to have her and Frida living under the same roof together for a while when she comes to D.C.
You know, quite frankly, I don't mix business with pleasure. So I don't think it would be appropriate for her to be out in the...
She's never heard me before.
Yes, Mike's speaking.
And what I was going to say was, yesterday I was listening to you and you guys had Tim from All My Children, One Life to Live.
One Life to Live, yes.
And say, did you record the message so we can hear it?
Yes, I have those and I'll play them for you in a second.
Can I get a guess?
Can you get a what?
A gift.
Gift, a prize.
A gift?
Yeah, a prize.
A gift?
A gift.
Yeah.
Hey, like Frank Gifford?
Yeah. A gift for you, honey. Listen, it's Friday, and that means that it's time for the Donna Mike Newsmaker of the Week.
Yeah. Always one of my favorite segments on the show.
And I think you're going to love this today because, you know, every week, and we make no bones about the fact that we can't get the big-time guests.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, we don't want the big-time guests because... You know, you got the radio shows to get the big-time guests. All they do is kiss ass.
Right.
It ends up being a commercial for the whoever the big movie star is. However,
we do make an exception with the WWE, though.
However, today we are breaking the tradition. And let me see, we're going now live via satellite. We're joined today by an All-American hero.
Wow.
A movie hero.
Really?
And a box office champion.
I'm getting excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's one heck of a web spinner. Please say hello to your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
please, Captain Asswipe, call me the amazing Spider-Man. Amazing.
Forgive me, Spider-Man.
You know what's really amazing?
What?
That I'm on your piece of crap radio show. Jesus Christ, you're older than my Aunt May, and you smell worse than my dead Uncle Ben.
This is the man. This is the real Spider-Man.
Webster, we are very pleased you joined us today.
You bet your ass, you please. I'm a goddamn smash. I'm the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Power Rangers, Batman, Superman, the effing Teletubbies, all rolled into one beautiful red and blue package. I am hot. I am the man. You a dog crap.
Wow. All right, it's good to have you, Spider-Man. Let's talk about the movie.
But I tell you what's good, Dumb Dumb DJ. It's flipping the high, hard one to Kirsten Dunst.
Wow.
Yeah, damn. She was damper than Miami in July.
She is attractive.
She's a whore.
Oh, dear.
Are you kidding? She tastes like $50 bill. I'm a liking that. And And I shot my web into her face. Yep. You betcha.
Yeah, you betcha. How much web can you squirt, Spidey?
Well, I can go all day. You know, I am effing Spider-Man, you fat Dick Clark. I have radioactive blood.
That's because of radioactive spider bit you.
Exactly. But not that hard, Kirsten. Suck, suck, suck. No biting involved.
Wow.
If Kirsten did bite you, would you get other superpowers?
Well, I'd get super pissed off, you know. I'd say to her, bitch, you bit my amazing spider thing. No sickles for you and your hard, fake boobs.
Oh. Kirsten Dunst's boobs, they're fake.
Absolutely. You probably think they were made by Industrial Light and Magic.
Now, you mean the Star Wars company, right?
Hey, you Kevin James looking piece of crap. Look into my mysterious silver eyes and get this. I am effing Spider-Man. And George Lucas and his faggot Star Wars can kiss my spider anus. You know?
And
do it, Judge. Kiss a bad place. Stay with me. Anus, anus, anus.
You boys deliver.
So there's a sort of bad blood between you and George Lucas.
Well, I'd like to see him save New York City. You know, that note told me we'll save his last movie.
Wow. Played by superstar. Let's get back on track, Spidey. What is next for the world's most famous webmaster?
Nice pawn, Dickweed. My plans involve spreading the word that Jar Jar Binks is gay. You know, a faggot who loves the anus. Just like faggot Lucas and faggot Spielberg and faggot Luke Skywalker.
Now listen, control yourself, Peter Parker.
Well, control this. I wouldn't F Natalie Portman with Carrie Fisher's D.
Maybe I should try another tag with you. I am a big fan of Spider-Man. Did you know that?
I am shocked. you know, with the biggest opening weekend ever, to run into someone who likes me? Yeah.
And I really, listen, I'm a fan. I read the comics, and I thought the movie was great.
You're an effing loser. You know, get any hemorrhoids sitting on your ass reading comics for kids? The real money is in the movies. And by the way, how many times have you seen it, useless child of feces?
I have seen your movie twice. And congratulations on defeating the Green Goblin.
Green Goblin. News alert, news alert. The Green Goblin is a fake character, you retard. You know? He is, in reality, the dentally challenged Willem Dafoe. Yes, he is. And we're actually quite close, you know.
So you're very close friends with Willem Dafoe.
Yes, and just the other night, we got together to discuss Jar Jar Binks' anus.
Oh, wow.
Did you share a lot with him, Spider-Man?
We shared everything, you know, our thoughts, our dreams, and a needle.
Oh, yeah. Needle, oh dear.
Spider-Man, that is dangerous.
Oh, well, I mean, you think I can jump from skyscraper to skyscraper without the horse? You know? Yeah, let me tell you, man, it's scary ass being your neighborhood, you know, a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
So you're telling me that you take heroin?
Well, you can't spell you can spell heroin without hero. That's my motto.
Let's take that line again. So you take heroin.
Well, like I said to you before, you can't spell heroin without hero. You know,
heroin. That's my motto. There it is. But Pete, listen, with heroin, there are risks involved.
Not anymore, you know.
Oh, no.
I took a routine test while visiting my Aunt May in the hospital.
Now, don't tell me.
Not only am I radioactive,
I've got, I've got tired dogs again.
Well, I've got...
Oh, wow.
Hey. New bit, Spidey. That is terrific.
Well, but it doesn't matter.
Why?
Because I got the full-blown AIDS from Jar Jar Binks and his outrageous anus.
Oh, dear.
Hey, that's an unexpected twist.
Tell me about it. I thought sure I would have gotten the AIDS from all my other sex partners, and here they are. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got Joe Torre, Dick Cheney, Britney Spears, Black Peter, Ozzy Osbourne, O.J. Simpson, Mother Nature, the talking computer voice, Tony Saragusa, Carl Ripken Jr., Liza Minnelli, and her faggot husband David, Paula Poundstone, and her 37 Asian refugee toddlers.
You left one out. What about Rush Limbaugh?
Nope. Never had the pleasure. Though I'd love to screw him so hard he loses his hearing again.
Are you done laughing, Spider-Man?
Nope.
No, he's happy. Happy,
happy. Oh, hardy, hardy,
hardy,
hardy, hardy.
What are you doing, Spider-Man?
Oh, nice, Captain Seasucker. I am laughing all the way to the bank, you know? And now I'm done with you. This show stinks worse than Jar Jar Binks' anus.
Oh, you should love say anus, Spider-Man.
Well, the only thing I like better is shooting my web and getting the hell out of here. Good day to you, sir.
But, Spider-Man, listen, what about your relationship with MJ?
I say good day, anus. I'm king of the world. I'm Spider-Man. F you, this ducky who plays those records. F you.
But, Spider-Man.
Hey, I say good day. And, by the way, tell that faggot Tim Stickney I say good day as well.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Wow. Doesn't even sound like Tobey Maguire.
Dynamite newsmaker of the week. There he is. It's
so angry and bitter.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, he really got laughing there at the end.
Spider-Man.
Hardy har har.
He wasn't even reading the way that we had it written. We had it written, ha 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 ha, he 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 he.
You know, he did it naturally. He's a natural gifted actor, that Timmy O'Vivanay.
Hardy har har. Okay, I think Tim Stickney is here.
Very good.
To defend these gay messages you left on my answer.
No problem at all.
So let's wheel in Tim now. Tim, who plays RJ on One Life to Live.
Good friend of the show, Mr. Tim Stickney.
Show's all live next week.
It's a little hostility yesterday when we had Tim on the show.
Bring him in.
He's come in now, and oh, hi there. It's Nathan. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Nathan?
Nathan. And now Nathan's come in dressed rather ominously here. Yeah, I have to tell you.
Tim Stigley hates him.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude?
We got, you know.
It's like a Black Panthers meeting.
I
mean, and no, we did not call and coordinate.
You may look very militant today.
I really, I do feel as
though. Oh, hold on a second.
I feel as though perhaps we're going to get an ass kicking in here. I just have that sneaking suspicion. These men look very serious.
There's Nathan and here's Tim.
Nathan's giving it away by smirking right now.
They're both on One Life to Live, and right. Next week, One Life to Live is live, right? Really, it's going to be live television? All week.
Are you guys jacked about that? I mean, are you looking forward to it, or is it kind of a giant pain in the ass?
It's still exciting. You know? I mean, we have the easy part. We just have to say the words and hit the marks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cameramen and everybody, they have to do real work.
They got to be bitching about it.
And well, no.
Come on, they're cameramen. Of course they're bitching.
Well, I mean, that's a constant state.
Which one of you guys told Lisa that secretly you call the show White Life to Live?
That would be me.
Nathan.
White Life to Live?
White Life to Live.
Do you find this show to be tragically white?
I wouldn't say tragically, just mm-hmm. Obviously
white?
Because, like, the
white... Might be because of the host? Oh, your show.
No. I'm talking about, that's what they call One Life to Live.
I thought you were talking about our show.
No.
Well,
they call...
pretty white, too.
There you go. They call One Life to Live, White Life to Live.
So you think the One Life to Live is too white?
Well,
can we just
Mike,
do this?
Mike, you are looking at the entire black
this
cast.
Are there any other black cast members on One Life to Live at all?
Well,
or are you, guys in?
Now.
You have a daughter
we
now?
We haven't seen her mother, so I'm sure she doesn't fully belong to the tribe.
Yeah, right here we have the entire black cast.
Yeah, but I think
soap opera One Life to Live.
And I know I made a mistake there, but I also think out of every mistake comes a wonderful idea, and I think that could also be the new name of our show. Based on, I know Rob would be thrilled with that if we called this show White Life to Live.
Yeah, I heard it by Rob.
Yeah, there he is. See how far away he's sitting over there in the corner? He's recoiling over there.
All right, now listen. Here are two messages that Tim Stickney, RJ from One Life to Live, left on my machine at home.
Right.
You listen yourself, and you tell me if you think these sound gay. Okay, here's...
this is both you've got both...
Gay as in seventh grade gay, or gay as in I want to sleep with you.
Gay as in you make your own decision. You listen and you tell me. Here's the first one from about a week ago.
Now,
the problem is that I'm having to play the message over the telephone to the radio station where it's being recorded, but you got the gist of the message.
Okay, now that's the first time I've heard the message, and I thought that the line might have been, can Don come out and play? Was that
said in the next message?
That's in the next one?
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's the second message.
Period of time.
The third one got erased. The one that says, and it's him going, "Hello, Can Don come out to play?
Is that the third one?
That was the third one.
I thought that Frida was here with you, and so I'm calling a home with two adults to ask one to play. So that's why I said you guys. And I'm acknowledging that an adult woman is going to be, well, who's this man calling my husband to play?
Let me ask everybody here, who could be unbiased on this topic?
Oh, I can be unbiased. I think I can.
Nathan, you first.
All right.
If I was to play you that message, and you didn't know me, or you didn't know Tim, would you think he wanted to S my D?
Oh, I'd be quite suspicious. and I share dressing rooms with this brother, you know.
But you do know me. I stood there. I know you. I know.
I mean, it's not like I fell out of a tree, called this strange man up and said, hey, Mike, we're talking about a video game.
Mike,
what do I have to say? Mr. Geronimo.
Let me ask you, Mike.
Schedule some football.
Not hearing the third one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The two that I heard were not as gay as the one that I wanted to hear, which was, I wanted to hear the Can Don Come Out and Play one, and I haven't heard that. If you're looking for an objective opinion.
Hold on.
Yes.
Your first reaction when I played you the second one over the telephone.
Oh, the second one, yes. The second one was when he was saying, you know, I can play in silence. Questionable.
You told me that day that was a gay message.
the can I play in silence? I still think for the final decision to be, we need the missing message.
Look, all I have to say about it is.
But I said you don't have much voice left.
Yeah, see, right. Timothy's he's a sweet guy. When he talks to people, he's not RJ. He's Timothy.
Right.
You know,
like right.
The only advice I have is when you talk to these guys, you got to put some bass in your voice. You see,
they're going to take it all out of context.
Hello.
And Buzz, what did you think of the messages?
Based on the two messages and knowing that he was referring to the laryngitis when he said play in silence, I have to declare. They're not gay.
Not gay.
Oh, you got the check, didn't you, man?
Yeah. And Rob?
Fine. Play the third one.
I don't have the third one.
Oh, Rob, why don't you go over and use the same as I can remember?
That's what I'm saying is, if Frida didn't leave it, the third one.
Well, want me to try to relive it?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hi, we're not here. Leave a message at the tone. Beep.
It was, hey, guys, it's Timothy Stickney. I figured out that this is the home in New York number, and I know that Don doesn't have much voice left, but I can play in silence.
Mm-hmm.
So, Donnie, you want to play?
Donnie.
Can you come out and play?
No, right. That's exactly the message.
I'd like to change my vote.
That is exactly what
I'm sorry. When I count people as friends, I let it go.
Oh, no.
Really?
Now, come on.
No, what do you mean, come on?
All right, come on.
Here is Kenny. Kenny, hello.
We're kidding around here.
Kenny.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he sounded gay. Maybe just pleasantly queer.
You're not gay, just pleasantly queer.
I can live with pleasantly queer.
Pleasantly queer.
I can live with that.
Would you stop it? Listen, I'm just busting your balls anyway.
Well, they're just, it kind of, because I'm a very private person, you know? And so when I am comfortable enough to say play date
right.
on your
right.
machine, you know where I heard that? Here you
mm-hmm.
go. My wife will meet an adult male who says
right.
he plays Madden 2, you know, 2002, whatever.
Right.
And she'll say, you should play with my husband. Let me set up a play date. And she'll come home to me and say, I met Joe today, and I'm trying to set up a play date
that
with you.
That is so gay.
Man,
and
I have a 10-year-old. We have play dates with my 10-year-old.
Exactly. So figuring he's an adult.
So I understand.
I'm using it. It's friendly.
Now, with that explanation, I can see it's kind of a joking thing.
I would be examined.
Where your grown-up friends, the male friends that know your wife.
I end up not going to those play dates because it's just too gay.
A play date. You know, as Nathan mentioned, the play date, you know, I my kids, that's the play date thing. That's probably where it...
I got nothing against gays anyway. You know,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Like, we're very pro-gay show.
You're around you, because I've only been around, so I'm like...
There are very
the
few
that
we
I
are...
drool enough it's a girl at the bowling alley? Or?
We are a tremendously pro-gay show. We should mention that. Not that there's anything wrong with that at all.
Yeah, just put some bass in your voice when you talk to
me. Hello.
All I'm saying.
Can Don come out and play? Can Donnie come out and play? Hello.
And we had a Donnie Jeffcoat, so it was a short walk. Donnie played video games with me. So,
listen, I probably... How about this? The next time we're here, we do get together. I'll make a date with you right now. Do you want to make a date?
I'd love to play video games with you.
Okay,
I'll make a play date.
And my offer stands about, you know, but I'm not a video game guy. You want to go out and knock a few back, that's what I do. That's my recreation up here.
But I was so uncomfortable because I felt like, well, is that why I get the extra guy hug with the shoulder in my chest? Because I hug everybody. Right, I'm like, did he not see me hug Lisa? Did I hug him too long?
I have not seen you hug Lisa.
Do you feel that when we get the man-on-man hug, when we greet you, that we recoil a little bit?
A little, but guys do that.
Right, right.
You know.
Because, normally straight guys don't hug each other.
Well, but I'm a straight guy who's secure in his sexuality, you know.
No, brothers hug each other.
I mean, black guys?
Yes.
They hug on both sides.
Yes.
Europeans.
Hug Nathan.
I would say if you were doing the general stereotyping.
I greeted Nathan out.
No. We didn't actually hug today, but we hugged all the time. Right. Yeah, I know. But
would that be,
but don't put it on me because you pissed at these guys. You know, hug me, man.
Since we're doing sweeping generalizations and stereotypes here, would I be out of line in saying that two brothers are more likely to hug each other than two white guys?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not out of line.
But you guys are adult men walking down the street holding hands.
Yeah, I mean,
that's for sure.
Brothers will hug.
No, I think I think brothers have it all over white guys as far as greeting each other. That's why they're, there's a myriad of confusing handshakes that we've never been able to figure out.
First of all, I'll hug a brother in a New York minute, but that handshake thing, I never learned it.
You haven't learned it?
You got a white man, give me a white man handshake. I shook a brother's hand the other day on the set. All right, come here.
All right, that's it.
That's a good white man handshake.
Well, do you remember when Mr. Forty was in here trying to teach us how to do the proper handshake?
It takes years of just giving in,
right?
The elbows.
It's like dancing when you couples dance. Touch
right.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Even though you're leading, there is a symbiosis going on.
All right. So what you have to do is you have to just kind of follow.
You're in it together, and then you see. Oh, that's what you do.
All right.
You might not know the brother. He might be from the West Coast. It goes a little place over here. It might be East Coast. It goes over here. You've been hanging out with Continental Brothers. You might get a little snap on the end.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what Forty did.
Snap.
Forty did the snap, and I learned the snap.
That came in with the concept.
But let's get away from the racial thing, because in bowling, I'm uncomfortable with the greetings that you're supposed to, the etiquette of bowling, where you have to high-five everybody, and what we do on our team is we go fist to fist, which is fine with me. I just hate the unnecessary contact.
Yeah, the bowling.
It disturbs me.
I don't know all that bowling etiquette.
Yeah, bowling is gay, too.
Bowling is like, you have to seriously, correct me if I'm wrong, when you bowl, you have to shake everybody's hand both teams, every effing time you throw a ball.
And then you have to tongue kiss them if they get like three strikes in a row.
Absolutely. And if they bowl one of those turkeys, three strikes in a row, isn't it an oral thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and the finger rub.
I like to check out the room and see when the guys at the bowling throwing that ball. I want to see what man is looking at that guy's behind when he throws that ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I determine who's gay in the group.
Well, you'd be looking at me.
Gotcha.
You just
stay over there. All right, listen, both Nathan and Tim, thank you for coming in today. Thank you for facing your fears with these messages that I have played for the audience today.
I want to make it indelibly clear.
I got in the whole play date message in, but I will be more manly.
Can I say something? Can I just say something? I want to go on record, and I haven't said that in a long time, by saying with all this about the play date, I still want to hang with these guys, because these are soap guys.
Right.
And soap guys, and that, you know, we had that one evening where we went out with all the soap guys, and soap guys, it's like flypaper. I mean, it really is. Hanging around with soap guys.
Oh, yeah, the poontang does come their way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you guys get it, see.
No.
You guys get it.
No.
No.
I might want to wait till my ink is dry before I conclude this conversation.
And you know where I stand on that.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, no. Yeah,
well, my wife's got a low jack in my penis.
Well, mine has mine at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and mine sends you an FU, Don.
Oh, wow. Your penis sends me an FU?
My wife.
Oh, your wife. Why does your wife send me an FU?
She was listening with me yesterday when my jaw hit the floor. She was like, you tell him I said.
Remember we heard Tim speaking to his wife in those kind tones?
Turn it down!
No, that was me.
Turn it down!
Turn it down! Bring it right up! Down! All right. Both of you guys get out of here now. You got to go.
Bye,
One Life to Live next week. It's live all week, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Good luck.
Wow.
So, if there are any mistakes, they're all going to be there, right, for everybody to see?
It's old time.
Very cool. Full-time live TV.
Tim, we have a play date when we come up the week of.
And I'm still too nice a guy not to give you this.
Oh, look at that. He's brought you a gift. What is that? On microphone, Tim, what is that?
Oh, now he's giving gifts to his boyfriend.
Now, you know what? Look, now, this is a great gift. It's the controller extension for the Xbox.
Hey, so you don't gotta, what significance does that have? A controller extension.
So you don't have to say
sorry. You know, you can make, hey, Don wants a hug. Tim, I said that. Don didn't. Tim wants. Don wants a hug.
Come here.
Give him a real hug.
There you go. Play nice.
There you go. Now Nathan's going to hug Mike. Bye, Nathan.
All right, guys.
There you go, everybody. There's the entire black cast from One Life to Live.
Next time, bring some of those TV hotties in here.
White Life to Live.
Right, I thought they were talking about our show.
No, that's the secret name that they have among themselves for their own show.
White Life to Live.
White Life to Live. Because
yeah.
I think it was Nathan who was telling Lisa, look at how many scenes they're in where they speak to people as opposed to people speaking to them. That they never get to initiate the conversation.
That's funny.
And that they're the only two black people on a soap opera that has a cast of like 75 people.
That is funny.
Nathan is funny.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Naturally funny. Yeah.
Now, Nathan plays the commissioner, right?
The police commissioner.
Police commissioner.
And RJ is a rogue.
He's a bad guy.
He is a rogue.
Is he getting better? Isn't he getting nicer on the show? I'm not sure.
No, he's still a rogue.
Getting nicer in real life, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there he is.
With the hugs and all.
Well, I think that went well.
So do I.
Sure. There you go. There's
I don't think they'll ever be our friends.
Just Tim and Nathan. No, sure they will.
I'm kidding, of course.
They're great guys. Now, listen, the only thing I'm concerned about with all this talk about, I mean, God, the Spider-Man segment was gay.
Yes.
That whole thing with them was gay.
Well, think about the sex quiz.
We always
stop on the anus.
No, but hold on a second. My only point is that the guys coming in next to be on the show, I'm like 100% sure are gay, so that I hope they're not pissed off.
Oh, these are the guys.
The guys from The Amazing Race. I love these guys.
Yeah. It's a great television show.
You know, I've watched The Amazing Race since it was on last year, and these are the guys. They almost won it. They're the latest losers from The Amazing Race, but these are the guys.
You can re-gift your extension.
That during the Amazing Race, while they were supposed to be out finding the location, they went shopping instead.
Are these guys that wore the matching like cowboy hats?
No.
They were another gay.
That was last year's gay episode. Right. They wore glitter shirts.
Cool.
They did.
Yeah. Excellent.
They did.
Much more cosmopolitan.
I dare say they're the most colorful couple on this year's Amazing Race.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All of the other teams on the Amazing Race this year seem to be real a-holes.
Yeah, Carrie watches it every week, and she called me, like, really upset that these guys had been eliminated because these were her favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were mine as well.
Yeah.
So if they're still willing to come on the show after the last 40 minutes, we'll bring them in here in a second, okay?
Well, and when they come in, how about a hug?
Now let's clear out the lines. We're going to give away this jackpot.
Yay.
We're going to give it away today. Okay? What was that?
That was my empty bottle missing the trash can. I'm just a little discombobulated here.
Why?
All the hugging.
We're going to give away the money today with the secret celebrity burp number 2.
Hey, Rob.
I'm bringing the jackpot way down.
How much is the jackpot going to be now?
$100.
Oh, no, that's
well, then you're going to give an obvious.
I'm going to virtually give it away.
I really thought I had it, but you're telling me I don't.
I'm going to virtually give the answer away so we can move on to the next celebrity burp. Okay, 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067, 877-692-1027. Buzz, if you've written something down, share it with the class,
okay,
please.
Okay, I have, and there's my guess before the final clue.
He got it.
Who is it?
Don't show him, Buzz.
I won't.
Buzz got it, Mike. He got it before I even gave away the giveaway clue.
I think I've got it.
Oh, you have the pen? There you go. I'll give him my pen.
Then don't write something like F-U. You copied off Buzz.
Yeah.
You copied off Buzz.
I didn't thought.
Yeah,
I just had to know.
I know you had to know. And now you know. And now we'll see if anybody else knows. And I'm going to give away a clue that's going to be a drop dead. If you don't get it, you're an idiot clue.
Fantastic.
And now that you know who it is,
right?
Do my other clues make sense to you?
Yes.
All of them. Every single one.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time.
Call 100 right now. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Washington. We are joined now on the telephone by Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Emily.
Good morning.
Honey, it's Friday. It's 5 till noon. And Mother's Day is this Sunday. The day after tomorrow.
And amazingly but true, there is still time to send a Vermont teddy bear. Isn't that right, Emily?
It sure is. We're all still here. We're ready to take your orders. And we guarantee we'll get it there by tomorrow.
Sounds like you're losing your voice a little bit, Emily. You got a lot of orders?
I am so tired right now, guys. I've been at this since Monday morning. And
moving those bears.
Yes. I love to get... Do you have a massage bear?
We actually do. And you know what? We had people coming around giving us massages yesterday, which is kind of nice, too.
Really? And, didn't we get yesterday the celebrity that Emily most resembles?
And it was...
Jenna Elfman.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. VermontTeddyBear.com. What would be the bear? Oh, we got 10 seconds. What's the bear you'd recommend?
The gardening bear.
Gardening bear. VermontTeddyBear.com. 1-800-829-BEAR.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wait a minute. Hey, Donnie. Are you saying you're never going to eat any animal again? What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Yeah, right, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal.
The Don and Mike Show. Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike Program.
Are you ready to give away the money?
Let's do it.
We're down to 100 bucks. I hope call 100 wins the dough here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, call 100.
Yeah, right. Hi, what's your name?
Derek.
Where are you from, Derek?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
All right, my friend, you won the K-PAX prize pack. Don't miss K-PAX premiering on pay-per-view May 10th. That's today.
I haven't seen it. I'm looking forward to that movie. This is the truth. I never got a chance to see K-PAX in the theaters. It was like at the top of my list, and I missed it.
Let me say something after I read the commercial.
Okay, very good.
K-PAX, starring Kevin Spacey and Jeff Bridges, available on Comcast, In Demand, and Cox Cable. So there's the commercial for them. Thank you.
Yes.
Sucks. Blows dead bears.
Did you see that? Did you say that after you saw it, like, in the theater? You came in that day?
Fell asleep.
It's a long time ago. I mean,
fell asleep during K-PAX.
Really?
Fell asleep.
Oh, what a drag.
Okay. But, you know, for $3.99.
I love that line, your produce has been worth the trip, but I've seen a million times in the trailers.
That's the highlight of the movie.
Oh, no.
That's the highlight. But, listen, Derek, enjoy it. Enjoy the K-PAX prize pack. Now you're going to play for $100, and I want you to think about the clues that I've given thus far with the secret celebrity burp number two. She is all woman.
Indeed.
Highly sexual. Beautiful mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful hair.
Right.
Rob, what are some of the other clues I've given? A beautiful inside and out.
Yes, of course.
A wonderful dancer.
Of course, Bruce.
And I have danced with her. And also, Lisa would like to make love with her.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here is the clue that should be the dead giveaway.
Right.
This celebrity is like a mother to me. For $100, here you go. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Like I've said every time, when I hear that, damn, hot tamale, do I get started from?
Johnny Constantino!
Yeah! All right. Yeah! There you go. Now, I've laid it out perfectly for you. Who is it?
Miss Bobby.
Good.
Oh, yeah. We're sorry.
No, it's not
Miss Bobby.
Not Miss Bobby, but a hell of a guess.
Thank you. Oh, don't forget that every guess
is a clue,
for you. Wow. Miss Bobby.
Fantastic.
Wow. Does the jackpot hold steady at 100 or does it go to 95 bucks now?
No, it'll stay at $100. I'll give another easy quiz.
Very good.
Another easy hint of the next time we do the quiz before the end of the show today.
But we know it's not Miss Bobby.
It's not Miss Bobby. Yeah. Now, I asked Rob, I said, give me the theme to The Amazing Race. This is what he gives me.
No. Well, he carries around one CD in his pocket, and I find it offensive.
I'm still pretty sure what The Amazing Race is about. It's about white people, right?
No.
No. I know you think that The Amazing Race is about white.
That's One Life to Live.
Oh, White Life to Live.
Right.
My favorite soap.
All right, take this off. Let's bring in Oswald and Danny. These two guys on The Amazing Race.
Right.
And I don't think you guys have to BS them that...
Hi, fellas.
Hi, guys.
Morning.
Very, very nice to meet you. I was so into The Amazing Race last year. I told these guys when it first came on, I said, this show's better than Survivor.
Yes.
It really is, and this year's Amazing Race has been no different.
Yeah, much more action-oriented. I mean, there's so much more required. It's a lot of fun.
So much better than Survivor, and I was hoping you guys were going to win. I was praying you were going to win. You're my favorites because everybody else on the show seems like a real a-hole.
Well, yeah.
Well, yes, they are real a-holes.
they are, and you guys, I saw the episode, I was telling Mike about this, I love this, they're supposed to be out getting to where they're going.
Right. You know, basically the whole thing is based on you guys going from location to location.
Exactly. They get the envelope, they go shopping instead.
There you go.
They go shopping
instead. Way to go, fellas.
Well, you know what, we always thought we were going to get eliminated in every single leg that we went to, so we said, what the hell, you know, let's
just have fun, enjoy it.
So next week's the finale, right?
Exactly.
Correct. So you guys were just like that close away from being in the finals.
Mm. Yep.
Wow. That sucks.
You guys seem like you're a little bummed still. They're just really. Like, are you a little bummed that you didn't...
Not bummed at all.
Not bummed at all, really?
Wonderful time. Uh-huh. And you know what? We took it as a vacation.
What was the best part of the whole experience? I mean, when you look back at it.
It wasn't necessarily like, you know, the traveling, but really what we got to do where we went.
Right.
I mean, because I've been to Brazil many times, but this is the first time I actually got to rappel from the Sugarloaf. And
right.
No one is ever allowed to do that.
And scratch your knee.
And scratch my knee and, you know, other parts of my body.
And it was something you actually would have done if you'd had the opportunity to do it, you would have done without
a bag. He wouldn't have done it.
Exactly. That's why I enjoy it so much.
Now, you guys, you are not lovers.
No.
You are not lovers.
He shoved his tongue down my throat a couple of times, but he's not my lover.
But you are, not lovers.
No, not lovers.
Do you both have significant men in your life at this moment?
No, I have a plant that's dying.
You have, that's it. Wow. That's so sad. What a drag.
I have a puppy.
Now, what did you...
She's trying to lick really well.
What did you get?
A lot of peanut butter in the house.
What did you get for losing on The Amazing Race? Do you get any money or anything?
We get to come on your show.
What a thrill that is.
Now, besides that...
Well, Rosie gave us a trip to L.A. to go shopping in Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
The only problem there was... She gave us $1,000. That's it.
For Rodeo Drive?
Oh, you know what? It was
for everything?
Come on, Danny, stop it. It was a really, really nice time.
No. Hold on a second. So she said on the TV show, what, I'm going to send you to Los Angeles, send you to Rodeo Drive.
Yeah,
and then what, she gave you $1,000?
Well, we didn't know how much it was.
I think I'm bringing my own credit cards.
Wait a minute.
You're so evil.
That's all you got was a grand?
A grand.
That sucks.
Each or total? That really does suck.
But
she didn't give you airfare?
I'm extremely grateful.
Do you sign like a contract where it says be grateful? Make sure, because I mean, all these shows have legal documents surrounding them that are incredible.
I mean, we didn't expect anything, so the fact that we got something was wonderful.
You know what I would love to do here? And I'm serious, we have a client called Hotwire.com.
Right.
And I'm sure that Hotwire.com would comp you guys airfare out to Los Angeles, back and forth.
I know, but...
Oh, no, she gave us airfare.
Airfare and hotel. And
oh, you got that already?
It's not about the plastic. If they give us a credit card, we'll take it.
Yeah. Now, do you guys get the frequent flyer miles when you travel?
Of course,
yeah. Oh, you do? Well, that's a bonus, too, then.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
No, during the race?
No, no, not during the show? Oh, okay.
I'm getting this thing totally wrong. So Rosie O'Donnell did give them the airfare
and a car.
What are you bitching about?
$1,000.
On Rodeo Drive.
Queen, she like buys underwear that costs $1,500. So, of course.
She does. Jesus. Well, she did not refer to me as a queen.
I did. Honey, that's why you are for bitching on the show about $1,000.
Listen to this. I like these guys.
So when you were on Rosie's, when you were on the Rosie O'Donnell show, now that she's come out, Do you think that she would have treated you guys different 2 or 3 years ago if she hadn't been out and come on the show? She's always had a gay friendly show,
right.
But she'd always had that, you know, that thing like, oh, I love Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is my man. Do you think she would have treated you differently 2 years ago?
Well, I like Naomi Campbell, but I wouldn't sleep with her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. There's so many things. She would have treated us, I think, exactly the same way.
I think she would have been the same.
How did she smell?
How did she smell?
Yeah, how did she smell? I mean, you know, you guys do a lot of shopping. I'm sure you buy a lot of colognes. Did Rosie have any discernible
odor?
She
had a shower that morning.
I, you know what? Maybe she was very cognizant that most of her guests could be allergic to perfume, so maybe she didn't wear any of it. I don't know.
Did you detect any feminine odors?
From Danny, I did.
Huh? I was wearing my feminine deodorant spray.
From Rosie. All right, on The Amazing Race, who was the other team that you guys hated the most?
We didn't really hate anyone.
Well, who did you dislike the most?
We just stayed away from them all.
Yeah.
Well, it was you know what?
We had our own race.
We were like on our own race. You know, when you see a train wreck coming at you, you basically stay out of the way. That's what we did.
Well,
if
all things were equal, would there be any particular couple on the show where if they won, you guys would kind of say, okay, you wouldn't be that overjoyed? Come on, he's gonna go. He's gonna go.
You're
come
not
on.
Gonna go.
He's gonna come on. No, come on. Now he's the one that was complaining about the
no
thing.
More finger. No more finger whiner. For you.
No more finger. No more finger for you. He's withholding the finger privileges.
I'm with Unger.
Yeah. Exactly. No more finger for you.
Come on, talk a little trash. Do a little dirt. Come on.
What do we gave you? $200 extra to the shopping dollars in Beverly Hills.
Okay, you got me now.
All right.
For $200.
Who's the other team you dislike the most?
Or how about an individual? How about one of the individuals?
Now,
I will give you some information.
No. Okay.
No. No.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No finger.
Stop it with a finger.
Damn. There is a certain individual in the race that everybody loves to hate,
and that is.
Well, you.
Well, I want you to say
it. I got
to
say it?
I want you to say it.
Everybody hates poor Will.
Poor Will.
Poor Will.
Thank you. Thank you for saying it.
Well,
I'm just applauding that he said anybody.
But the problem is that he's mentally ill.
I mean, he needs to be ill.
No, you know what? He's true to his identity.
The guy that has to be deleted out. Now you can say the word ass.
Right.
And you can say the word hole.
But you can't say them together.
You can say a-hole.
So I have a pause. Pause.
You can say, while Will was riding an ass, he fell into a hole.
That's right.
That's right.
On the show, he does seem like a total prick, a total jerk.
Is penis okay?
Penis is fine. Was he as much of a jerk off camera as he is on camera?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but really? You know why? The one great thing about Will is that he doesn't deny the fact that he's done what he is. You know?
Yeah, that doesn't make a difference.
It's true to his nature.
I made out with him.
You did? There you go. There you go. I bet he'll love that.
I gave him tongue.
Oh, my God.
I did.
We forced him down, but yes. I wasn't giving him the finger on the trip, so he
I didn't get the finger
Will.
On the trip. I gave Will tongue.
I'll tell you boys something that... You two are my favorites on this show.
You guys could have their own show. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Have you been approached by anybody besides Rosie O'Donnell who's noticed that you seem to have a chemistry
yes, you do.
Between the two of you?
No.
No? He's not giving me the finger. There's no chemistry when there's no finger.
No, but... You know, really, there's room, I think, on television, late-night television in particular, for an openly gay network show.
Well, they're going to do
Somebody's just got to, you know, what's that?
They're going to start a gay network here pretty soon.
No, not I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Buzz, I'm talking mainstream.
Okay.
I'm talking one of the big three.
Right.
CBS.
One of the big four. Got to throw Fox in there. Right. Fox in the equation. Fox might be their best chance.
Have to be Fox. So, I guess, do you know who won the Amazing Race?
No.
You don't know?
No clue.
You don't know. And they don't do the big thing like Survivor where they're going to have a big party in Central Park. It's just going to be the last one is next week and that's it.
Thank you for coming and have a nice day.
Okay. Thank you for coming. Here's your envelope. Goodbye.
Guys, bye-bye. Go to Rodeo Drive.
Clue, go home.
You were my favorites on the show.
Thank you.
I loved everything that you guys did. I love it when you hurt yourselves. I love it when you jump around on one foot. I love it when you went shopping. Everything with you guys, fantastic.
No, thank you. Very much.
They were really the top choice.
Yeah.
And did you really kiss Will?
I did.
Did you? I witnessed it.
And there was really
I sat on top of him.
My finger was jealous that day.
This guy Will. He's a good kisser. He kissed me back.
There you go.
Hold on a second. This can't be Will on the telephone. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
This is not Will, is it?
Yeah, no. This isn't D-Will.
Willie, D-Will. I missed you.
But I wanted to know if Will's separated wife there was really fooling around with the guy in that other group. Like, or were they just doing stuff for the camera?
That's an excellent question.
They were developing a wonderful friendship along the...
What I really want to know is, did he bang her?
I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. What did he bang you?
We all slept in separate quarters, so...
Well, you didn't hear anything?
No, I don't think she's a moaner.
There was, you know what? You know, I think we're not going to get any honest answers out of you.
But a stinky pinky.
Maybe. I don't know.
We're only going to get honestly out of this one.
Right? You can all tell who the honest one here is. Catch him.
Yes, I can. Hello. Speak into him. Thank you, my
Bingo.
Friend. Goodbye. Get out of here.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I just wanted to say to Oswald and Danny, I love them. I thought they were the best couple. I think that their carefree attitude about everything was really great. Everybody's rushing all around and running all around, and they're just like, okay, we got enough time. We're going to go shopping and do this. I thought they were the best, and I'm going to miss them next week.
Listen, it was a pretty involved interview process to get on a show like this, because I know that it's such a popular thing now for people to audition for these shows. What's the process? How many layers do you have to go through before you get the get picked to do this?
It was really strange. I mean, you have to go through a lot of layers.
It's
you have to submit an application.
Right.
Then it gets reviewed by the production company. Then they fly for preliminary interviews. Then you meet CBS. And then I think there's another.
Then you don't make it on the show, and they exactly. bump you to the next.
Oh, he wouldn't let me. but I showed him my tongue.
Hey, listen, thank you. We have one more call that we have to put through. A very good friend of ours, and you got to know that he's loving this.
Oh, is this who I think it is?
Homo Joe.
Oh my God,
Joe, are you there?
Homo Joe, Don and Mike.
Hi, Homo Joe.
Are you?
Really, I'll tell you, those guys were great on that show, especially when they did the bungee jump.
You're a big fan, Joe?
Oh, absolutely, especially the right nationality for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're right here.
That's right.
So you like Cuban boys.
You like Cubans.
Joe likes them nice and brown.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got a prize for you, Joe.
Right there.
Nice and brown.
I'm 95 minutes.
Joe, listen, before you jump in your car to come up here and have the gay sex with these guys.
He's in his car right now.
I'm actually in Delaware as we speak.
Driving up here.
I hope we are on a cell phone.
Joe, weren't you supposed to be on the show a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, I had an accident, and that's why I didn't get to you guys.
Was it something that that required you go to the emergency room and have something removed?
Yes, my whole head. No, I had it car. I had a wreck, and it was a bad thing. So.
Were you distracted while you were driving?
Yeah, one of those truckers.
I've been there. I've done
that. Well, I was distracted at you. And Joe, your newest boy toy. What's his name?
Sean.
That's the wrong answer. Should have been Danny and Oswald.
Danny and Oswald.
Sean, where did you meet Sean?
You know how it goes. You know, he's not the right persuasion. You know, he's an Anglo-Saxon.
Did you meet him in a chat room again?
You know, that's where Joe meets all his guys in chat.
Really?
Yeah. Joe, are you distracted again? Pay attention. Answer the questions.
I'm sorry. Now I can hear you. Joe, I imagine what that's done.
Where did you meet him? Did you meet him in a chat room?
Yeah.
Have we met, Joe?
I've been there once in a while.
Oh, you go in there once in a while, too?
But my friend doesn't.
No, I go there all the time. Do you guys have a website? Everybody's got a website now. Do you guys have a website?
We have one, but it's not on the...
No, we registered the domain, but... We really don't have the patience to sit down and do something like that. Mm-hmm. So we may or we not do it.
Not when there's shopping to do.
Exactly.
All right, Joe, we got to go.
Okay, thank you, guys, and good talking to you, and I love you on the show.
All right. Yeah. See you later, Joe.
Bye-bye.
He's disappointed. What he was really looking for was a, yes, please continue to drive through Delaware and New Jersey and come up here to New York City.
Jesus Christ.
But we don't promise threesomes, though.
We only tag team.
Let's get into that now. I understand that both Oswald and Danny from The Amazing Race are willing to take the sex quiz.
That doesn't surprise me.
Are you willing to listen?
Yes.
Sure. The FCC listening.
Right. Now, are they going to take it at the same time, simultaneously?
Yeah,
very good.
They can both answer the questions one after the other. There are 13 questions. I take it back. You guys would be 14 questions.
Right.
And you should know that we've answered these questions. All the celebrities that come on the show answer them.
Absolutely.
And we're not drawing any conclusions. We're just trying to find out how sexual you are. Oswald, Danny, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Yes.
That's a yes for both of them. I believe they're going to answer their questions simultaneously as well.
Have you ever had sex with a woman while she's menstruating?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh!
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
Oh, of course.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Oh, yes.
Central Park, for example.
No, you didn't.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Yes.
Not that I'm aware of.
Or they're not out.
All right. I think we give them both yeses on that.
Have you had sex in the no-no?
What's that?
Oh, you forget?
Hello.
Do you swallow?
No.
Yes.
Buzz, you need clarification on who said what?
Yes, I do.
Who said yes?
Oswald doesn't swallow.
Oswald pretends he doesn't swallow.
Right, Danny swallows, Oswald does not.
We're in an era of safe sex, so no, neither of us swallow.
Guys, have you J-O'd today?
Yes. 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 Showered.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Many.
Many times.
All right, here's the final question. We'll ask you, each of you, separately. Danny, to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners?
I don't have my computer here to calculate the numbers.
We can round it off.
Give
to
me
the nearest 100.
What do you think, Danny? Come on.
Hey, I think we finally found a question that phased him a little.
Nearest 1,000. Well, because define, you know, the Central Park.
Defining would be encounter which results in fulfilling your needs.
Or 1,000.
1,000.
1,000.
1,000 for Oswald.
1 million.
1 million. 1 million for Danny.
All right, let's go back now and review. You guys have been the best on the sex quiz ever.
Fantastic.
Buzz, how did Oswald and Danny from The Amazing Race do?
Oswald had, I'm going to count the no answers. Oswald had 2 no answers out of 13 possible. That's 11 yes answers and 1,000 partners. And in answer to yesterday's question, has there ever been a perfect score?
Yeah.
We almost need a drum roll for Oswald, or for Danny here, rather.
13 out of 13 questions, yes, with 1 million partners.
Yay! You're the new record. Danny. You're the new record holder.
Congratulations, Danny.
I'm a hard act to follow.
There you go. Fantastic. Wonderful job.
Guys, you're great on that show, and I hope, seriously, anytime you want, you come back and you be on our show.
Thank you.
We'd love to have you come back on.
Let's have a nice round of applause for Oswald and Danny.
From The Amazing Race. Okay, get out of here.
All right, get out of here, guys.
Get out of here.
Thank you very much.
God damn.
Fantastic. Great guest.
I told you, they were great on the show.
They got to give them their own show. Yeah. These guys have it. They have that chemistry. They really do.
It doesn't get any gayer than that.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Oh, God damn, they cracked my ass up.
You know, it's kind of a theme, Gay Friday.
They really made me laugh.
Yeah, they're funny.
Should have seen them on the show.
Yeah.
They were just as funny and just as gay on the show.
That's great.
Wearing their glittery shirts with the no sleeves and stuff.
Fantastic.
We got to stop the shop. We got to stop the shop. And the fact that he kissed this guy, Will.
Wow. Yeah.
Will is very much like the next-door neighbor in American Beauty.
Oh, really?
So
yeah, a little wrapped tight, a little latent homosexual tendencies.
You
so.
Gotta know if Danny who kissed him.
Yes,
Danny kissed him.
And
Jesus Christ, that had to be fantastic.
That is fantastic.
He says Will kissed back.
All right, there they go, Danny and Oswald from the Amazing Race. We are up on a break, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking boxes.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Hello, folks. It's Timothy Stickney. I guess you're home, so you're Mike. I have to tell you, it took me into the weekend of your last visit to figure out that home of the two numbers wasn't in NGC, but was home here. And so that's why I left a message on your cell, but I didn't try to catch you at home anyway. I know you don't have much voice, but I can play in silence. I'm in town. I'm leaving the studio soon. Give me a call if you are tempted. I'm in a couple times during the week. I'm just over the finish, like I said, so give me a call. I'm actually in the morning tomorrow for recreation. Okay, peace.
There he is. Oswald. From The Amazing Race.
Your source for bad horse. Okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Of course. I am I am inviting them back on the show.
Absolutely.
Anytime. As a matter of fact, although I know it would freaking drive me crazy, I was just on the phone with someone from CBS.
Right.
Who was saying, wow, that they had not done any radio shows before, and it was really fantastic.
Oh, they were fantastic. They're naturals.
And I almost said, how about we can the thing with Leah?
Right.
And go with Oswald and Danny.
Sure.
Something tells me that the burn factor with Oswald and Danny every day.
Be about half a show. But, you know, they come back any time, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Hello.
Okay. Let's get on with it. We got a Friday favorite because when we get done with the Friday favorite, we are devoting the rest of the show to $1,500 in cash that we're giving away courtesy of Hotwire.
This is a theme show.
Hotwire.com. In celebration of Mother's Day, you can win $1,500 cash from Hotwire. If you're looking for a better travel, you'll log on to Hotwire for deep discounts on flights, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Hotwire partners with quality travel companies to bring you amazing deals you can't find anywhere else. Hotwire.com. To tell you, after the Friday favorite here, Jeff R.D., we are going to devote the rest of the show looking for the craziest mom.
You
call us. You call us with your crazy mom.
Crazy?
And the craziest mom wins $1,500.
Wow.
Okay? And I'm guessing that this is probably left over from another disc jockey.
I think so. Oh, dear.
Yeah, because you haven't been sticking to it.
It says, poor Scott Farrell, who does the morning show at WNEW, which is where we're at right now.
Good guy.
See, look at this mic.
No, I didn't see
the sign they're putting up in the studio form. Callers. Introduce each caller as being on 1027 WNEW with Farrell. Two, state where the caller is from. Example, Joe from Brooklyn. Three, keep each caller to a maximum of 2 minutes.
Big B? Big B.
Absolutely. That's...
Big B. Big B, you better get down there and talk to Pharrell.
Why?
Big B.
That stinks of Big B. That reeks of Tom Big B.
Big B.
Okay, let's get together with our Friday paper.
It's game time now on Big B. Cash for you and me.
Listen.
Time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
I know we got our problems, but the day that I come in, they got a note on the door for me that says, introducing caller as being... Oh, hi, Fran.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me say...
I forgot about it. All right.
Here she is, a Big C.
Hello.
Who beat the Big C.
That's right, Cancer Schmancer.
It's Fran. Fran Drescher.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Fran.
How are you? Hi. You look right. It's been so long since I've been on the... Hi, Trini. Cancer Schmancer. All right. It's been so long since the nanny's been on the air. It's great to be with you. How are you?
Hi, Fran.
How are you? So nice to be back in the spotlight.
Spotlight, schmotlight.
The nanny's back. Spotlight, schmotlight. I saw you two other guys that you had in here. Gay schmay. Gay schmay. Packer schmacker.
Fag schmag.
Faggot schmaggot. How are you? How are you? It's been so long. I haven't been here for a while. And I'm very happy to be back here. You know, I'm promoting my brand new book. Can I give it a plug?
Yes, go ahead, Fred.
Cancer Schmanta. The story. You how I beat cancer.
How did you beat cancer? Did you talk it?
With a stick. No.
Did you talk it into submission?
Maybe it went away because I talked so much. I said, go away, cancer schmancer. I'm going to get rid of you. I really am. No, it's just a book about my trials and tribulations about my life.
No.
Boy, I wish the nanny had a reunion show coming up. But right now, I'll settle for promoting my book. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Fran.
How are you?
What kind of cancer did you have there, Fran?
A uterine cancer that I beat. It was stage one, and I didn't have to go to chemo or nothing. I was able to beat it. I just want to say, look at it, and really, as far as any difficulties in my life, what I do is I said uterine schmooterin.
So you had vag cancer.
Vag schmadge. And I said, go away. Like, all of my difficulties, whenever I wouldn't get a part in a show,
yeah.
I would say... Schmow blow.
So that was like...
Oh, show schmow.
It's period schmearian, right?
Period schmearian. I really don't care anymore. I'm healthy and I'm happy and my voice never sounded better. Right, Buzz?
Right, Fran.
Buzz misses me so much on the show. It's my favorite time was to come there and say hello. And you had your own medical demons, right?
A little bit, but I think I'm past that.
What are your problems? You had diverticulitis, schmiverticulitis.
Yes, I did. But...
Fantastic. I understand polyp schmolyp for you.
Too bad you didn't have voice cancer.
Oh, now stop that. Yeah. That's so unkind. You're a kidder, Don Geronimo.
Kidder, shitter.
Geronimo Schmeronimo. Kidder, schmitter.
Kidder, shitter. S-H-I-D-D-E-R. Kidder, shitter.
No. I don't think you're going to get me. You're not going to get by with that.
S-H-I.
Who knows? We'll have to say. And over here, head. Schmidt.
Yeah, hi, Fran.
Hi, Rob.
You look great.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, are you kidding me? I am just so tired. I've been doing so many shows and so many interview shows. It's really, really been a grind. I'm really exhausted.
Did you write the book or did you just talk into a tape recorder?
I wrote the book. Wrote Schmout. It's easy. You talk into a little tape recorder.
I was wondering.
And the tape recorder takes down your thoughts
tape
and your friends and tape Schmout. Then you take it to your publisher, Schmublisher, and they turn it into a novel. You put a nice cover out that says Cancer Schmancer with my crazy title. And now I've become a best-selling author as well as a successful person. And people should remember I have quite a resume of film credits. Do you remember me in American Hot Wax opposite Jay Leno?
Oh, I do, sure.
That was a long time ago. Now he's host of the Tonight Show, Schmanight Show. And I said, Star Schmaw, I'll be as big as he will or bigger.
You know what you are?
What? Has been schmazzed. I've got all the money I need. The Nanny was a very lucrative show, which I had a producing credit for. And so I was able to pocket much, much more money than your average star on a situation comedy. Comedy schmamedy.
You know what you could do? Here's how you could really save on ammo. You line up next to each other.
Right.
Brand dresser.
Uh-huh.
And the woman with the big jugs on Will and Grace.
Ah, Will and Grace, the lady that's really stealing my act. That's really, I mean,
what's
that, come
name?
On. It's rip-off Schmiff-off.
I don't watch that
well,
show,
you know
but
do,
I know
though?
What you mean.
What you do is you line you and her up together,
yeah.
And you just, you point the gun at your head, and the bullet goes through your head,
uh-huh.
And then follows
through
her head, and you
you're
kill.
You're so cruel.
Cruel Shmuel.
I can't believe how cruel Shmuel you are. You don't really want to put a bullet in my head, do you?
You and the girl from Will and Grace.
Simply based on my voice. You know, a lot of people have come up to me and they've said Fran. And they call me Fran Fine. Miss Fine.
Oh, yeah.
My character on the Nanny Buzz.
Fine.
Yes, so, Don, do you still find Fran as fetching as you did before? You always sort of liked her, found her attractive.
She's all right.
I'm all right, schmarrite. Absolutely. Are you attracted to me, Buzz?
I think you're a lovely woman. I just don't really enjoy your voice.
You don't like me because I'm a Jew, because you're from Wichita.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Oh, come on now. You're a discriminating person. They ain't got a big deal about him, but you're really from Wichita. You wouldn't date me because I'm Jewish.
Anti-Semitic.
Yes. Semitic, Schmemetic.
No.
Wow. There we go. But I'll tell you, it's
Nazi
a thrill.
Yahtzee.
Nazi Schmarcy.
No,
Nazi Schmarcy.
That's that guy over there.
That one over there. Absolute. Yeah. Klan Schmann.
That would be a game
right
for Rob the Market.
Nazi Schmarcy.
Nazi Yahtzee.
Nazi Yahtzee. Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah. That disgusts me. I'll be looking at you. I will have my eyes on you, Rob Spiewak.
And on you.
You know, you're 1/8 Jew.
That's right.
Jew Schmo.
That's right. 1/8 Schmoney.
1/8 Schmoney.
Hey, Fran, would
Fantastic.
You mind?
Fantastic. I'm having such a great time on your show.
Trini
Schmoney.
Would you mind hiking your skirt up and getting into the stirrups for us?
Absolutely. Here we go. All right, now I'm going to lay
right
back.
Now.
Oh.
I'm going to come back here. I'm going to come to the microphone over here.
Now, are you a doctor, or do you just play one on TV?
No.
What are you up to here?
It's exam time.
How realistic is this going to be? Oh, wow.
Here's what I'm going to do now.
All right, what are you doing next?
I'm over here next to you.
You're over here now.
Now
Dr. Schmonta.
Spread your legs, please, Fran.
Oh, my pleasure. Boy.
Now, you see what I have here?
Yeah, you have like a little medical device there.
This is a ballpoint pen.
No, you're not drawn.
No. I'm going to see if you have any feeling down here.
Oh, now stop it. Of course
Now, spread your legs.
Here I go.
Spread your legs.
What are you doing with that pen?
No, see, you don't even feel it, do you?
Well, it tickles a little bit. I'm becoming aroused.
Hello.
Get out of there.
Hello.
Get away.
God.
Man, oh, man.
God. Damn. Hey, everybody.
What do you think of the guard?
God, smash.
I'm going to slap you.
Oh.
Get away from me.
Why is it stupid?
That's off. I'm locking my thighs. I still do my thigh mass. There you go. You want me to let go?
I am stuck between your legs.
Let me, you say uncle.
I am stuck.
Uncle Schmunkle.
Uncle Schmunkle.
Say Uncle Schmunkle again.
Uncle Schmunkle.
Well, out of place.
Uncle.
All right, I'll free you now. There you go. Oh, see, now you lost your breath, didn't you? Okay. There you go. You didn't need to do that. You just was trying to get a chafed throat.
Nearly got another.
You know, I'm still very attractive, and you just wanted to get a peek, didn't you?
Of your privacy.
Oh, wow. I think you licked the inside of my thigh. Pervert Schmervert.
That was like a trip to the meatpacking district.
Right now, you're a bad, evil man. Yeah, look at that. Hey, what is that? Oh, you're very excited, I can tell.
Oh,
hey, Rob, check that out.
Not
So how did you beat the cancer schmancer?
Schmod on. All right. Well, what was that?
Boner schmoner.
Boner schmoner. By Will and also perseverance. Oh, I think that
fishy dishy.
Oh, that is so cruel.
Smelly welly.
Oh, honey schmoney. Absolutely. Smirection.
Schmunt. Smelly schmunt.
Schmingleberry. We're having fun with the language right now, aren't we?
Imaginitis.
Schmunalingus.
Oh, man.
Excuse me, a little lung butter.
Schmoosh bag.
Schmalatio. We're having so much fun. Schmenage a trois. Fantastic. Are you having a good time? Schmejaculation. There you go. Schmenstrate. We're going to have so much fun. I wonder if they're going crazy with the delay.
No, I don't think
they could. I don't think they could.
We're putting SH in front of all these words.
Absolutely. Schmorgasm. Fantastic.
Shampon.
Shmampon. Come on, get it right.
Shampon.
Shampon.
Shampon, shampon.
There you are. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Brad.
How are you? Did you watch the nanny when I was on the air?
I couldn't watch it because of your voice. I'm sorry.
I couldn't watch it because of my voice. What's wrong with my voice? I'm very fond of my voice. I don't understand what the problem is.
A little annoying.
Oh, boy. I feel like I've gone through a real workout after Dr. Fingers over here.
You are one piece of ass.
Thank you very much.
Ash mash.
Right, ash mash. Right out. Yes. Schmoitis.
Right. Schmoitis.
Serious schmoitis. Absolutely. Schmodomy. How about schmodomy?
Schmalatio.
Smoke job. We're having some fun right now, aren't we?
How about you give me some schmed?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Schmallow.
How about you smick? Smick my smalls.
Gotta smick your smalls. All right. Any schmana. What is that one?
No, I think he was trying to shame him.
Oh, schmanel. Schmanel. How about a little schmanel?
No.
Fantastic.
Schmana.
How about some schmana? Well, you didn't put the L on it. Schmana. Schmana. What's that? What am I on 60 Minutes, all right?
All right, so we're going
to... Schmina Alexander, whatever her name was.
We are going to break...
Oh, Schmandy Rooney.
We need a challenger to play Loba de Jeopardy right now.
All right.
877-365-3636. MinterCord. D.C. 202-432-1067.
MinterCord.
New York 877.
Mike Smallis.
I don't want it to say.
Smally Schmeifer. Schmed Schmadley. All Schmebias.
We need one challenger to play the game.
Schmeshly Schmoonface. All right. Schmarty Schmoes.
What about Schmia Schlemily?
Oh, she's good.
Oh, yeah. Joining the Schmod and Schmeich Schmoes.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
For a me of mine.
Yes.
Where can we buy weed?
The cannabis?
Yes.
Weed.
For Buzz. Cannabis for Buzz.
Cannabis is very good. Cannabis.
Cannabis for Buzz.
Cannabis for Mike Elston.
Legalization for the cannabis.
Merci.
Au revoir.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. I was just schmaying with my schmell. Hi, Don.
Finger schminger.
How are you? Finger schminger. That's right. No, I was using a schmill, though. And a schmibrator. And a schmutz plug.
How's your slithoris?
Oh, it's schmingard.
Let's play the game.
All right.
Let's play the game. Because
we can go on and on, couldn't we?
I don't know how much of this they're dumping out, and I hate it when we do really good stuff that never makes it to the airwaves.
I hope they're not. I really hope they're not. Come on now, Schmenzers.
All right. Okay, we are here with the man, East Mayor and Drescher. The Big C is beating the Big C. Let's play Low Budget, Jeff Hardy.
All right, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio, all our two contestants. First, our challenger. This individual is a student from Spokane, Washington. Let's say hi to Aaron Hossack.
Hello, Aaron.
Hello, fellas.
And now hello, entering friend. The studio. Hello, Aaron. How are you, Aaron? And now entering the studio is our returning challenger. She's a girl with the name of Jamie. She's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's in sales. Let's say hi to Jamie Hyman.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, guys. Hi, friend.
Well, everybody appreciates the fact now that even the contestants get the door.
Yeah.
Because what I figured out is now during the game, if they really start to screw things up.
That's right.
They're just going to be kicked off of the game.
They will be shown the door.
Door schmore. Door schmore.
And do you want to ask her how it's changed her life?
Oh, I forgot that.
That's all right.
Jamie Hyman, Shyman, how is being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion changed your life?
Well, I've been invited to all the good parties, but I don't know who my true friends are anymore.
Oh, that's the way it is in Hollywood, darling. I could tell you a story.
Phony schmony.
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Jamie and Aaron, don't screw without counting. Say hi to Alex about Geronimo.
Thank you, thank you, Fran Schman.
Thank you, Don Schmon.
And Aaron Schmarin and Jamie Shamey. Here are your...
Shamey.
Come on. Here are your categories, and they are... Mother's Day.
Oh, schmabulous.
Circumcised or not.
Oh, Schmeierhaus.
Spider-Man Mania.
Oh, Schmersten Schmunt.
New on pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view. Oh, I like the pornography.
And states and capitals.
Oh, education is always good. I really love the categories, Don.
You know, I know you're doing this a little bit over the top today.
Uh-huh.
Something tells me that this might be a little bit of what it might be like with Leah Shmia.
Joins the schmo?
Yeah.
Schmonday.
All right, again, here are your categories, girls. They are... Aaron, you're a guy, sorry. Mother's Day, circumcised or not, Spider-Man Mania, new on pay-per-view in states and capitals, and Aaron, you are the challenger. We will start with you.
I will take states and capitals for one, please.
All right. States and capitals, education time.
It is the capital of the great state of Colorado.
What is Denver?
$1. You're on and rolling, Aaron Hossack. Way to go, select again.
States and capitals for two, please.
For two. Hossack.
Hossack, Schmutzack.
Sorry.
All right.
Tennessee.
What is Tallahassee?
No schmo.
Jamie, a chance to schmeal.
What is Nashville?
Nashville, Smashville.
$2 for you. You're in the lead, Schmeed. Select again.
States and capitals for three, please.
New Jersey. It's the capital of New Jersey.
What is Trenton?
Trenton.
$3. Way to go. You're in control. Select another category.
I'll take Mother's Day for one, please.
No. That was inadvertent on my part.
It really opened.
The applause. I was looking for that one. Fran.
She got out.
Fran, come on back. Yeah. This is like when I was trapped between Fran's legs. Fran, it was a mistake. I hit the wrong button. I will listen to the tape recues. Come on. Uh-huh. Sorry about that.
All right.
Sorry, Shmari.
Excuse me, Jamie, you're in control, darling, so select again.
Mother's Day for one, please.
She played Joan Crawford in the greatest Mother's Day movie ever, Mommy Dearest.
Who is...
Aaron Hossack, a chance to steal.
I do not know.
I know.
Fish me,
Schmunaway.
Fade Dunaway.
Jamie, you're in control.
Mother's Day for two, please.
She screamed at Christina, no more blank.
What is hangers? Wire hangers.
All right, we'll give it to you. $2 for you. Go again. You're really doing well. You're coming on strong.
Mother's Day for three, please.
He gave us a classic Mother's Day hit.
I owe you.
I owe you.
I owe you a chance to fail.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, that is Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean, when Mom had the last piece of pie.
Pie, smile.
All right, Jamie, you're in control.
Sausage, sausage.
Let's try circumcised or not for one, please.
All right. My favorite category.
You got a 50-50 shot on this. Circumcised or not. Oh, rock star Lenny Kravitz.
What is circumcised?
No, Aaron, your chance to steal.
What is not? Hey, Lenny Kravitz got the fire hose.
$2. Way to go, Aaron.
Circumcised or not for two, please. Vince McMahon. What is circumcised? That's right.
$2. Way to go, Aaron. He's circumcised?
Yes, he is.
I wouldn't think so.
He is. I got a list.
Really? I would have thought he'd have the flap. All right, Aaron, you're in control.
Circumcised or not for three, please. Ed McMahon. What is circumcised?
Twice. I know that. You didn't have to tell me anything about Ed.
Your mouth says it all, man.
Absolutely.
Mouth smells.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Suck. Very much over-circumcised.
Suck schmuck.
$8 is your total. Select again, Aaron.
Spider-Man Mania for one, please. Spider-Man Mania. Okay, all right, here you go. It's Spider-Man's real name. What is Tobey Maguire?
Jamie, a chance to steal.
D.A.
What is Roger?
No, come on. Can I answer this?
Yeah.
Peter Parker.
Peter Schweiner Parker.
Peter Parker. Aaron, you're in control.
Spider-Man Mania for two, please. Newspaper he does freelance photography for. I don't know.
Jamie, a chance to steal.
What is the Herald?
No.
You should guess. So the Daily Bugle.
The Daily Bugle. With all the nose and the editor who's so obnoxious, right?
Bugle Schmugle.
Bugle Schmugle. Aaron.
Spider-Man Mania for three, please. Comic book guy who created Spider-Man. Yes, I don't know.
Jamie, a chance to steal.
What is Mr. Smith?
Can I answer this one, too?
Yes.
Schmange me.
Yes. Stan Lee.
Stan Lee. All right. Now, that means that Aaron, you're still in control.
These are the only two people in America who have not seen
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
It's so popular.
Web Schmeb.
Web Schmeb. Go again, Aaron.
New on pay-per-view for one, please. All right. Starts Denzel Washington. What is Training Day?
$1. Way to go, Aaron Schmarin. Select again.
New on pay-per-view for two, please. Stars Kevin Smith. I have no idea.
Jamie, a chance to steal.
What is Vulgar the Clown?
Vulgar the Clown?
No, on pay-per-view, honey. No, it's Silent Bob and Jay Strike Back.
Aaron, you're in control.
And what's new on pay-per-view for three, please? For Jay and Silent Bob or whatever that is.
Right.
Oh, for three, stars Gene Hackman. What is the Royal Tannenbaum?
Jamie, a chance to steal. Jamie?
Which one of you guys is working in a warehouse?
Sounds like an amphitheater. Who's in a crowded room with all the people talking?
Not I. I'm by myself.
Jamie, are there a lot of people talking where you are?
There are.
Well, are you at work, darling?
I am.
Oh, I understand. I was a hardworking nanny, too.
Nanny Schmanny.
Nanny Schmanny. Is that the end of the commercial round?
Yes, it is, Fran.
All right. Wow, we're having a great time. It's a close game. It really is. We've got a horse race.
Who's got what, Schmutt?
Aaron Schmarin has $9. Jamie Schmanny with $7.
All right, kids. This is where we physically force you both to bet it all. Find a little bit of Jeff R.D. And here's your category. Undouchable broads.
Hey.
Undouchable broads.
All right.
Brought together for a lame reunion special Tuesday night on ABC. They starred as Laverne and Shirley in the 1970s. The category Undouchable Broads. Brought together for a lame reunion special Tuesday night on ABC. They starred as Laverne and Shirley in the 1970s. Aaron and Jamie, don't forget, answer in the form of a question and a good luck.
Okay. contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Fran Fine Guide to Landing a Man, my step-by-step guide to the ultimate seduction. From the initial flirtation, which we all know is exciting, to the art of lovemaking, I'll show you all the details, including the schmellatio, schmucking a schmick, to a great chapter on schmanal schmenetration, and, of course, how to make him schmum again and again. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo. He will schmum fuck it.
God.
Come on. Mama, my schmummy. My schmid. Mama, my schmid. Schmummy, my schmid.
Schmum on your space.
Schmum all over my schmace. That's it. Atta boy. Wow, fantastic. Schmum on my schmace.
That's gross schmob.
That's from schmob.
I want you to...
You want to go to Jamie first. She's the champion, but she's got the least amount of dollars in this game.
Jamie, undouchable broads. These girls were Laverne and Shirley on TV in the 1970s.
Who are Cindy Williams and Penny Marshall?
You double your score to $14. Way to go.
And Aaron Schmerin, if you have the right answer, you are the winner.
Sorry, fellas, I only knew Penny Marshall.
Only Penny Marshall.
And that means that Jamie Hyman, you are still a low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Tell Jamie Hyman about the wad of those she's won, big enough to make a horse choke up.
We double your score to $14. We throw in a $25 bonus. You tell us $39. Add it to your previous total. Are you ready for the amount of money you've won?
I can't wait.
$92.
Wow. I should have said enough to choke a horse. And
right.
Aaron Schmerin, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is the nanny with your prizes. Danny.
All right, Aaron Horsack. Listen, you've won a $75 gift certificate to 1-800-FLOWERS. Call 1-800-FLOWERS. Shop online at www.1800flowers.com. Or AOL keyword 1-800-FLOWERS. 1-800-FLOWERS. 1-800-FLOWERS.
Thank you very much.
How many times do I have to say it? All right.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
And here we go. They're all coming out, pulling out all the stops. You've won a Mama's Boy Bear. Mamos. Mamos Boy Bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Call 800-282-3131. Don't schmum on that schmear. Plug schmug. Thank you for playing the game.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Glug's my schmug. Glug schmug.
Schmum in my schmear.
Okay. Aaron and Jamie, thank you guys. Thank you both. I remember, this is not for you, this is for them.
So long, everybody. Good luck.
No. That wasn't for you. That was for the contestants.
Look at her. She left anyway.
But I left with them.
No, I'm opening the door now for when the contestants come in.
All right,
come back in. You know, I change it.
Leave Schmeeve. Exit Schmegzit.
Okay.
All right.
Grand Drescher.
Schmum in my Schmelly Martin.
Remember, never forget.
Love by Chevy's production of Quaron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Now take a look at my fine tight shirt. Look at my Schmeeve.
There she goes.
Fascinating, wasn't it?
I will take a personal interest in how much of that was actually broadcast.
So will I.
I sure hope that they let it slide.
It was our first 90-second segment.
Really?
Yeah. Shove in my chase.
Oh, dear.
You think they chopped it all out?
I think they might have.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think
Lisa,
so.
Lisa, did they cut a lot of that out?
Start a pool.
I don't think so. She's giving us like the so-so.
A little.
Come on,
it's fun.
Christ.
It's fun.
We'll play with the language.
Christ.
Language.
Christ, schmeist.
It was only the S-H-I-double-D-Y.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
When I said that word.
Because that was pretty clear.
And there's nothing wrong with spelling that word, so don't delete that out.
S-C-H-M-I-D-D-Y.
Schmitty.
Right.
Schmitty. Like you'd call a guy back.
Yeah. That was a Schmitty. That was a pretty Schmitty thing to do.
That was a terribly Schmitty thing to do.
All right, now.
Tough Schmidt.
Mother's Day, Mike, that's going to get deleted.
No, there's no way. Schmidt. It's a proper German name.
I know you're talking about Mike Schmidt of the Philadelphia Phillies.
What do you mean, stop? That's perfectly Mike Schmidt.
I know, but they will, I'm telling you, they will delete it out.
Oh, those schmasters.
Because it is understood what you are doing, schmooing, eat me, schmeet me.
Shreks.
Oh, my God. Crash show has been deleted due to profanity.
Now, all right. Tape schmade.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
Okay. We're gonna move on now.
Very good.
We're going to move on.
Good schmud.
Let me see how much of that made it on the air first. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's all getting through, man.
Oh, all right, great. Thank you.
Schmitty, Schmergen, coming into Schmee. It's all good.
Yeah, very good. Very nice. Nice schmice. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I'm listening in Spokane. It didn't sound like anything got cut out.
All right, thank good. You. Thank you.
Hey, I got a quick question.
Thank you, Schmitzberg Schrains. What can we do for you?
Yeah. Go ahead, Schmitz.
I was wondering if Leah Remini is going to make the big bucks on the show like she would normally, and how that's going to affect, you know, Mike and Buzz and everybody else.
That's an excellent question, Shumass. And I'm glad to explain it to you that Leah's money is being taken directly out of Mike's salary, Buzz's salary, and Rob's salary.
Right.
Well, that's okay then.
And we gave it a unanimous thumbs up. As a matter of fact, I came to Don about a week before this idea even was brought up, and they said, Don, how can I make less money?
Mm-hmm. I volunteered half of my salary.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All of mine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Hey, who's this?
This is Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
You're calling us.
I want to win money.
Money.
Yeah, don't we all?
But I'm a crazy person, and I could really use it for medication.
Oh, no. Is this the guy that today is Friday, the day after Thursday?
Huh?
No, I guess not.
Didn't you think it was that guy to begin with? I thought it might have been.
For a second.
Take pity on a moron.
But besides, aren't we looking for crazy mothers, right? Is your mother crazy?
Yes. Guess what popped out of her, me.
Well, listen, I don't doubt that, but now... This is a perfect lead-in.
Can I tell you guys something before you hang up on me?
What, Schmutz?
I think Mike loves Don in a sexual way.
Well, welcome to the party. When did you figure that out? Well,
right, Schmutz.
God.
Okay, listen.
Like he's Kreskin or something. Like
cornerstone of the show.
Everybody.
People are strange, strange.
Damn, oh man. Nobody knows about our schmizzical schmo.
And we are looking. Our schmiz.
Our schmanal smacks.
Our schmiz smarties.
Our circle schmarts.
Listen, we're looking for the craziest mom right now. Don't care where you live. Call us up at 877-365-3636. That's from anywhere in America. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York on WNEW, 877-692-1027. People are strange, and we are looking for the craziest mom. Now, you gotta either have your mom call herself, or you have to be there with your mom on the telephone. That is purely subjective. We will select the craziest mom and give her $1,500 just in time for Mother's Day from Hotwire.com. So either do some kind of phone conferencing or get your mom to call us at any of those numbers, and we'll get to the crazy mom in just a moment.
I just can't stop thinking about your schmenis. Like that caller said.
Yeah.
Schmag.
Thank you.
Smucking schmag.
Absolutely.
I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don.
Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
A day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people.
Amen.
The Don and Mike Show.
I found it. Big Show Monday.
Sorry, Buzz.
Big Show Monday. Broadcasting live, actually, all next week.
Who wants some omelets right now?
Live from Los Angeles. As we welcome Leah Remedy into the third chair on this show.
Yeah. Very, very exciting. The sultry, sexy, funny Leah Remedy.
Sexy schmexy.
And I don't think she'll sound anything like the nanny.
Not much. That's next week on the show. Plus, we're going to see at one point next week how many Van Pattens we can get into our tiny studio at once.
Cool. In our never-ending quest to get to the mansion.
Yeah, and that's going to be the goal this time,
mm-hmm.
The trip to Los Angeles. None of this crap with getting a walk-on role on a TV show.
No, not
at
all.
Or riding around in a golf cart on the Sony lot.
Not a bit.
We want Dick Van Patten to take us to the Playboy Mansion.
That's it.
The grotto.
The grotto. We'd like to see the grotto.
The grotto. Thank you, Buzz.
And swim in the pool of schmism.
Oh.
Schmism and schmises.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. And schmud.
And schmubik schmer.
Okay, let's find out who's crazy, okay?
His brain is clogged again.
People are strange. Let's find out who's crazy.
It's like he belongs to James Caan.
This is a very subjective contest. As we look for the craziest mom for Mother's Day.
We've been talking about this for a long time.
And for a while, we were going to have moms come down. And then, you know, I got the thing with my throat happening. And then we're going to Los Angeles. And now we're just... Well, you can open up the phone lines. Any city that is getting the show now, Las Vegas, Seattle, Washington, Philadelphia, New York, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Milwaukee, wherever you're listening to us. Call us on the national number or on your special number for your the station and let's talk to your crazy moms.
All right.
Here is Michelle from Seattle on KQBZ. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
Are you a mommy?
I'm a mommy. I'm the craziest mommy.
Why?
Well, we do a lot of crazy things, but one thing in particular that's got in my mind is, like, if we're driving down the road and we see somebody picking their nose, we'll pull up next to them and honk and we'll all pick our nose.
You do that with your kids? How many kids do you have, Michelle?
Three.
And what ages?
15 and 10 and 7.
You know, you got that crazy, like, rhythm to your speech.
Would there be anybody there who could verify the fact you're crazy?
There's somebody here, but I'm alone.
Yeah, but Michelle, you know, slowing the car down when somebody's picking their nose and doing kind of a goofy family thing is, it's goofy. I'm not sure whether it's crazy. Have you personally done anything crazy in your life?
People were
really worried about you.
Do you ever eat the boogers?
we occasionally we just flick them out the window. We try to flick them out the window. We rub them on our pants. But I shot Yoda in the head on the TV one night.
Now we're talking.
Tell us about that. What happened there?
Well, we were kind of sitting around in the living room talking about firearms, and I had a .25 that I keep in my purse, and somebody wanted to look at it. And when they handed it back to me, I didn't realize there was a bullet in it, and I pretended like I was going to shoot Yoda in the head, and I really did.
Like on TV?
Yeah.
He was on TV, so you shot the television?
Yes, I shot the television.
Robert Goulet.
How old are you? I'm writing this down. She's a finalist.
How old are you?
I'm 38.
And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
The mommy on Tool Time, you know, the Tool Man guy.
Oh, Patricia Richardson.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Patty Richardson.
Huh. You know, any mom right there, any mom.
Patty Schmatty.
Any mom that shoots out the television.
Yeah.
All right. Did it make a big explosion?
No, actually, just a little like a rock chip in a windshield.
I believe it.
Hold on a second.
Fantastic.
Hold on a second.
Shut the TV with Yoda on it.
We're going to need someone, though, to verify
with
that.
The 25 caliber she keeps in her purse.
Nutty.
Hello, Don and Mike. Now, here's another one from Seattle.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Hey.
You a crazy mom?
I think I probably am one of the craziest out here, yeah.
Why is that, honey?
Well, I can tell you one situation. I had put up an electric fence for my horses, and my children at the time were about 7 and 9, and I wanted to make sure that it worked, but I was kind of scared to touch it, so I was trying to get them to touch it. And I tried to bribe them with money first, and that wouldn't work, so then I told them they could cuss out loud if I let them touch it.
That's pretty crazy.
Let's see what else have I done.
Trying to electrocute your children, that would be up there.
Yeah. Well, let me just say, though, that I know a guy who, when he got the electric fence for his dogs, he got real drunk one night.
Yeah.
And put the collar on himself.
Right.
And just ran through. See what it felt happened. Like.
What did it feel like? I bet it hurt.
We all tried it.
You tried it too?
Yeah, I've told the story on the air before.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it shocked. I don't want to say the guy's name because it's one of those things I've been sworn to secrecy on.
Oh, I get it.
But
you tried it too.
Yeah,
sure.
It was Mike.
How about this one, you guys?
Hold on.
Oh, really?
Don't you remember me telling that story?
Yeah, I don't remember that you did it. I thought it was just him.
No, we all did it.
Yeah, little loopy loot.
Yeah.
Probably didn't feel the pain.
Yeah.
So, anything else you've done crazy besides trying to make your children touch the electric fence?
The only reason I bring that up is I don't think that
they were like about 3 and 5, and they were in bed, trying to put them down for a nap.
That doesn't count as being crazy.
Well, they wouldn't go to bed. They kept getting up. They kept playing. They were laughing and joking. So I told them I was going to tie them up if they didn't and take their mouth shut.
Well, you know, now I don't think crazy and child abuse goes together.
You crossed the line.
You can't reward that.
And my point was about the putting up the electric collars on the kids. Yeah, that's crazy, but I don't think I'm crazy, and I did it.
Well, you're in a grown-up, too. You know, now the more I think about Lisa and her patterns, you know, and how she was trying to win the game. And you know what else that I did to my kids one time?
And I was drunk. And I remember one time when I wasn't drunk, when my wife wanted to know what it felt like. Because, you know, my wife, she's so crazy.
Yeah.
My wife has the electric fence inside our house.
Right.
She had the guys come in and actually put the wires inside the house. So that there were certain rooms the dogs couldn't walk into.
Mm-hmm.
My wife put the collar on to walk into the room to see what it would feel like for the dog.
You know, in my old place, I used to have it, and I didn't wear the collar, but I actually put the dog's collar between two pillows.
Wow.
And just walked the perimeter.
What, in your smash,
I wanted it to, I basically put the collar so that the little metal probe that comes out of the collar
right.
was actually up against my schmenis.
Wow, like going to the chiropractor.
Yeah, full of
say C-ring.
When you're astray.
Your schmenis.
My schmenis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Schmader.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Lainey.
Lainey, where are you from?
I'm from Long Island.
All right, Lainey, you're a crazy mom?
Well, I don't know, just prison and psych ward constitute crazy?
Prison, yeah. Prison what?
Prison and psych ward.
Yes.
That would constitute crazy.
Would that be like certifiably, actually like crazy mom-ish?
You might skip to the head of the line.
Why, are you currently in a prison and psych ward?
No. I have been let out and I am a good mommy now, but for a little while I was a crazy mom.
What did you do that had you put in prison in the psych ward?
The psych ward thing was I stabbed my cousin with a fork.
Wow.
Because she tried to take my food.
See, as long as it doesn't involve the children, I think we're fine.
No. Nothing ever involving the children.
Oh,
and then
just stabbing your cousin, I think, moved you up to the front of the line.
All right, so you stabbed your cousin with a fork, and what else did you do?
No, that got me in the psych ward.
Right.
Yeah, but the prison part was I don't want to say this and get too many people knowing what I did.
And you did too many what?
Too many people knowing exactly details.
Well, give us what you
can. Not like the entire world is knowing now. But 5 felonies.
Yeah,
including possession of a firearm.
Okay. So 5 felonies. Was the stabbing your cousin with a fork, was that a felony?
No, because I...
What is the worst thing you did with the gun?
I had it.
I didn't shoot it at anybody in particular.
Right.
But when the really kind police officer found it, it was in my possession along with the other substances that were.
But I'm
a good girl now.
What other substances were in your possession?
White powdery substances.
I see.
Oh, coke.
Was there were there any other major offenses that and what caliber was the gun?
It was a 25 caliber.
Another 25?
Very
caliber.
It's a girly gun.
One of those little girly guns.
It's a girly gun.
Chicks dig them.
What?
You, white trash. And how long did you spend in prison, and how long did you spend in the psych ward?
Well, prison was 2 years, which was lovely because I did a little time with everybody's friend, Amy.
Oh, Amy Fisher?
Just a little bit.
Wow,
yeah. We were
Harvey
stuck
Fisher's
there
daughter.
Together.
Yeah, so you had a little hobnobbing with celebrities.
Hobnobbing, that's my elbow rubbing days.
Harvey Joel Fisher's daughter.
Did you have any of those wacky lesbian experiences in prison?
Well, they're wacky.
Not in prison. Do you remember? Hold on, you're a finalist.
Yeah.
Hold on. Do you remember what we found out? And I felt so bad for this kid. Jack Diamond, the disc jockey, his real name is Harvey Fisher.
Right.
And his kid was named Amy.
Yeah.
And there was no way when he named the kid that he had any way of knowing
that Amy Fisher was going to go on to this infamy.
But
the Long Island release.
For the longest time.
Right.
And we never said anything about it because it's a guy's little kid.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But there was a little girl walking around.
Right.
Amy Fisher. And her daddy was Jack Diamond.
Right. And
it was too funny.
It was just too damn funny when you thought about it. It's little Amy Fisher. Little Amy Fisher.
Is she mom?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
How unfortunate.
Well, we've got two finalists so far, Don. Both of them involve a 25 caliber handgun.
What was that last lady's name?
It
was
Lainey. Lainey stabbed her cousin with a fork. That's all I put down there.
Let's go to a Terry in Philadelphia. WYSB. Hi, Terry. Terry.
Down.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Are you a crazy mom?
Pretty much.
Why?
Well, I have a... He's not... I have one of my kids used to cut school all the time.
Yeah.
And he used to, like, lie to me and say that he was going to school and he didn't. So, I mean, it was an ongoing thing and I was involved with the school and all that. But he used to have to get, like, his roster signed and he never used to do that. And he used to, like, sign it himself.
Oh,
whatever.
Are you leading up to doing something horrible to your kid?
Kind of, sort of, but it's not anything violent.
Well, all right, let's just hear her out then. How old was the kid?
At the time, he was, I'd say, about 14.
Okay, 14. So almost a man.
He used to sneak out of the house at night and everything, and then he'd come back in, and he was leaving for school that morning, and I just got tired of it. And I said, you're not going to cut school, and you're not going to school today. And it was a Friday, so I guess he figured he was going to take off from school and stay out all weekend, which is normally what he did.
Right.
So he was getting dressed and everything, and what I did was I took his shoes out of the room. And he said, you know, give me my shoes. And I said, no. And he said, why? And I said, because if you're not going to go to school, then you're not leaving the house. Mm-hmm. So he went to reach for another pair of shoes. So I took all his shoes and I stuck them in another room. And he was trying to fight me to get the shoes. And he was, like, all pissed off because I said, well, you know, you're not leaving. Mm-hmm. Most people, you know, you take their clothes or something. Well, he couldn't leave the house without any shoes. So...
But is there a point to this story? What happened?
Is that the end of the punishment? You took his shoes away?
Well, the bottom line was he tried to leave. He got all pissed off, and I sat on top of him, and I called the cops.
Well, I don't think you're necessarily crazy to do that.
I think I might give you an award for being a good parent.
Yeah, being that's some proactive parenting. You're not crazy.
You're not crazy.
Don't think you're crazy.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay.
Goodbye.
She doesn't get it.
Goodbye. Here is
people astray.
Eddie,
when you're astray.
DC on WJFK. Eddie.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Now, Eddie, we should be talking to your mom right now.
She's at home and she lives in another state.
And why?
I'm actually at work right now.
Why is she crazy, Eddie? Crazy,
well,
Eddie.
Well, you know, I came out of the closet about 10 years ago, and she used to go to the bars with me, the gay bars back in West Virginia.
Yeah.
And now she goes, and she's now a cast member, dresses in drag, dresses up as Mae West, as Mimi from Drew Carey. And she performs at the gay bar back home.
Is there anything
and
funnier than
the diva?
Is there anything funnier than a gay bar in West Virginia, though?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, that alone has comedic value.
That's crazy.
Yeehaw.
I don't know if your mom was crazy, though.
Well, no. I mean, she says she's more gay than I am.
Well, no, she's dressing up as Mae West, and so if she was dressing up as Drew Carey, then there might be something there.
Sorry, not crazy enough, yeah. Not thick enough.
She's all right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
She's A-okay.
Yeah. Hello.
Aces.
That's two moms now we've turned away. Good. One mom has actually been a good parent.
We're helping people.
And the other mom is just a woman who enjoys dressing as Mae West and then Mimi.
May we also dump the woman that tried to electrocute her kids.
Yeah. Hello, Erica.
Hello.
Erica from Seattle. Here's another one from Seattle.
Yoo-hoo!
On KQBZ. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Are you crazy?
I am not, but my mother is very much so.
Really? Why?
Wow. Well, she has this really annoying habit of sucking on her front teeth, and everybody notices this, and she doesn't even just seem to realize that she does it.
Yeah.
But she's constantly sucking on them, and this is just a physical appearance, but when you actually talk to her, she will continue talking about her court cases, which she's constantly doing. She has something with the Supreme Court. She's been suing someone probably for the last 10 years.
Is this annoying you, Erica?
What's that?
That drive you crazy?
Yes, it does. And it sounds very much like that.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote to the White House. Take it from her when I was 9 years old. And she wrote for the White House.
Not crazy enough. Not from all that tooth sucking.
You know, we have to do a break.
She kind of rambled in that kind of, and then she said, that's
the
thing.
The White House.
I was just based on tooth sucking.
Yeah. Right.
I think we have how many finalists, Mike?
We have two, Don. We have Michelle. She has a 25 caliber handgun in her purse that she shot the TV. And then we had Lainey, who's been in both prison and a psych ward, and stabbed her cousin with a fork. Those are our two finalists so far.
Yeah. All right, do you think you can top that? 877-365-3636, the national number. DC 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027.
And moral of the story, don't ever try to take Lainey's food.
You know, that's who I'm leaning towards right now.
Lainey.
Although, the other lady who shot Yoda on the TV.
And they both had 25 caliber revolvers.
We need to talk to the craziest mom. And she'll get $1,500 in cash right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
Ladies, show some pink to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Monday on the show, we're going to start the grand experiment.
I'm looking forward to that. We will be live from Los Angeles, California.
With our friend TV star Leah Remini in the third seat. She's going to be on the show, TFM. What?
You're just cracking me up. It's very much on your mind as far as, I think everything's going to go great.
So do I.
It's going to be fantastic.
Seriously, it was my idea.
I know.
I'm very much for it.
I understand.
It's just going to be a bit... Right. What are you doing, schmall paper? Yeah. She's going to be schmall paper on the show.
Have you talked to her?
No.
Oh.
I just...
You talked to her Sunday night, right?
Yes.
Right.
Sunday night before the show. Just to explain to her exactly what her part of the show is going to be.
Good.
Which is
Rob?
No, we
Rob?
Expect of her.
What's no, expect
it's
going to
be. Leah is... Here's the deal.
She's going to be, you know what? She's going to be able to come in here and relax and have a great time.
One day someone was saying to me, you know, how come you don't have a broad on the show? And I said, because there's no funny broads. And they said, really? What about? And they said, you know, throwing out these dumb names like Linda Energy or...
Elaine Brusler.
Or what's her name? Ellen Kay, who works with Rick Dees.
Right.
And I said, all those radio chicks... And they mentioned Linda Sherman,
mm-hmm.
who used to work on a morning show in Baltimore. And I said, all those broads suck. I said, you know who really is good, who really makes me laugh, is Leah Remini.
Absolutely.
Leah Remini would be perfect on our show. And as it turns out, someone went back to somebody at CBS, and they asked Leah... And she said, yeah.
And Leah has always been
a welcome guest on this show. And she's been more than a guest because she has a knowledge of the way this show works that's uncanny, even when we're doing like a phone interview all the way across the country.
And I have spent the night at her house.
You have indeed.
So we are close in that regard.
Yeah. That's right.
And she's going to be on the show starting Monday.
Great.
She's going to be on the show TFN starting Monday.
Absolutely.
And she's going to have to do all the same crap that we all do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear about her weekend.
Right.
We're going to hear about whatever she's doing. She's going to have to sit through our stuff and sit through our weekends and,
right.
and our trials and tribulations. She's going to participate like in Jew to Jew.
Right.
We're going to make her dial for transvestite.
Fantastic.
If we're playing a game like The Craziest Mom,
right.
she'll be able to pipe in anytime she wants with
Absolutely.
Whatever she wants to say. I think it is a... now, frankly, keep in mind, it's my idea, so of course I'm going to say this, but I think it's a brilliant idea. And thank you. Thank you.
Rob.
Rob. I can always count on Rob.
He's there for you, isn't he?
I can always count on my boy, Rob.
Those two big hams were just slapping together out loud. When Rob really wants to do that clap. Man, oh, man.
You know, there's all these dumb radio shows that have comedians on, and there are dumb radio shows that have, like, he said, she said crap.
Right.
Leah definitely does not fall into the he said, she said mole of
and
shy girl radio.
And she can hang with us because she already has proven that she can.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's indelibly clear to me she is tougher than either one of us.
Oh, she can kick our ass.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Rob. Follow us. There go the hams. Thank you, Rob.
So anyway.
You're always there for me.
Monday on the show.
I love everybody.
Monday on the show. Leah joins the show.
Buzz, would you like to say something to get those hams clapping from Rob Spivak?
I can't wait till Leah Remini joins the show.
Here, here.
No. Okay.
Good one.
Thanks, Buzz.
Wasn't expecting that.
You weren't expecting it, no. You're just sitting there with an open microphone.
No, I know.
Or wasn't expecting it. Buzz, I'm busting your balls.
I know.
When you're unwanted.
We all have rhinoceros skin on this show.
Yes, right. We do.
When you're down. When you're all right, let's get back to the crazy.
Thank you both.
Back to the crazy mom.
When last we checked in, we had Michelle who shot the TV with Yoda on with her 25 caliber revolver that she kept in her purse.
Didn't know it was loaded.
And then we had Lainey who has been in both prison and a psychiatric hospital and stabbed her cousin with a fork when her cousin wanted her food.
As a matter of fact, Buzz, why don't you take the next one for
us? All right.
Yeah, just take over the interview process here a moment.
Next crazy mom, who's on the line?
Her name is Mary, I think.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Buzz. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, honey. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I love you guys.
I'll last to the moon for you, Mary.
Listen to you all the time.
Thank you, Mary.
What makes you crazy, Mary?
Okay, Buzz. I'm 42 years old.
Uh-huh.
I'm a mother of one who's going to be 18.
Yeah.
Wow. And I ride down the road with my sister with my boobs out.
Really?
And also, we go down a major highway and we beep the horn at guys. They see the boobs. Also, I stick my tongue out of my mouth, you know, like I'm giving a little French kissing.
Right, yeah.
And I go in and out with it and all the guys look and they're in shock and some give it.
Buzz.
Yeah,
Buzz
immediately gets the sex story.
That
the flasher.
We throw it to Buzz.
We get the physical violence.
Hello, ma'am.
We throw it to Buzz. We get. I put my kids through an electric fence.
Right.
I shot my TV.
Oh, John, but I'm really crazy doing silly things like that.
Mary?
I got one more good one for you.
Mary, darling. Mary, who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Yeah.
My face looks like Reba McEntire.
Hey. So you're pretty.
Well,
your face.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Fantastic.
Well, what else there, Reba?
Yeah.
Nice big face.
What else, Reba?
What else do you do that's crazy, Mary?
Well, it was past Christmas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we had just bought a Christmas tree. I hear you back there, Rob.
Hi, darling.
Hi, darling. Love you. I just bought a Christmas tree. We had it on the roof of the car.
Yeah.
And we're driving down a major highway in Rockland County.
Yes.
And I took my pants off while my sister was driving.
Also the pants.
What?
Also the pants, then.
Oh, well, no, I had my top on this time.
Why'd you take your pants off, Mary?
Well, I took my pants off and plastered my butt right against the passenger window. And we were beeping the horn, and all these
I bet that looked like it had a few Christmas decorations on it.
It sure did.
Did the tree die?
No, the tree didn't die, Mike, but it had a star right in the middle of it.
That was Don, Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don.
That's right. Mary, you know what?
Lovely story.
I'm afraid I have to disqualify you. You're wonderful. I don't think you're crazy.
Oh, you need a mental crazy.
Yeah, keep on flashing.
But Mary, you're wonderful and sweet, and keep listening.
Thank you, and Buzz.
Yes,
Steve, there you go.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
There you go. You carried your weight today.
Thank you.
All I want for Christmas is a pimple on my ass.
Let's go to Jody from Virginia on WJFK. Jody.
Hi.
You're crazy?
I think I am. My husband does, too.
Why do you think you're crazy?
Well, my son had a friend over to spend the night, and the friend had an older brother and was talking about a place called Midget Town where all the high school kids used to go and get drunk.
We've heard a lot about that town on our show.
Well, I took my son and his friend to Midget Town.
Does Midget Town, did we ever conclude that it really existed?
Yeah, I think it was Midgetville, actually, not Midgetville.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's supposed to be in Vienna.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but I mean, is this an... We talked about it. We went all and all around it, and I don't think that Midgetville is still in existence.
Small Personville? I think the best we could determine, we've never sent anyone there, but I think it's near Thoreau Intermediate.
I think so. And
but I heard it's out in the forest.
Either way, we gotta get back on track with the crazy moms.
We do. We gotta get some real crazy moms. I mean, we got Michelle and Lainey waiting in the wings with their 25 caliber revolvers.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if we could find a crazy midget mom?
Hey, Tammy.
Yeah.
From D.C. on WJFK. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, guys.
Hi, are you crazy?
Well, I don't know if I'm as crazy as the ones you've been talking to.
Oh, sure. What do you got?
I'm starting to wonder. Maybe I'm not.
Give it a try. What do you got, honey?
Well, we're military and we kind of move around, but we were having a community party, and actually we were living right out of Seattle.
Yeah.
And we were at some friend's house, and I started drinking, and I'm not a big drinker.
Sure.
And my husband loves superhero, into the comic books, and anyway... So I thought I would get nude and stand on top of their deck and be Wonder Woman and jump into the pool.
That's not crazy.
So I did this.
There was a time when, I was traveling in those social circles. That was the usual Saturday night.
That was, that's not crazy, honey. That's normal behavior.
Yeah. That's a normal pool party in suburbia.
Let's go to, what, Buzz?
I just wanted to keep it up. I just wanted to continue being semi-crazy.
See, now we've opened up Pandora's box.
Yeah, he's there and he's playing, and that's important.
Trying to be encouraging.
No, you are.
I try to support whenever and wherever I can.
You get used to that, though. You're going to have to start scratching and clawing come Monday.
I know.
Correct. Hello.
Come Monday.
Don and Mike, who is this?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Where are you from?
I'm from Provo, Utah.
Donna, are you crazy?
Well, I am crazy, but my mother's crazier.
Why?
And do you want to hear what she did?
Yes.
That might be why Don said why.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear him. I can barely hear you guys. Anyway.
What?
I can barely hear you guys.
Okay, what?
What?
Anyway, my mother's story is my brother went to bed.
What?
Constantly. Until he was about 12 years old. And my mother was so sick of it that she called his penis a birdie.
What?
And she said that she was going to put a rubber band around it if he didn't quit wetting the bed. Yeah. And by gosh, she tried to.
Welcome to Utah.
That's bordering into an area. Yeah. But I don't feel comfortable awarding a prize.
Now, rewarding that kind of behavior
because
is not
a
good.
12-year-old, wets the bed, you put a rubber band
around the birdie, as she called it.
The birdie.
Well, thank God she didn't staple it.
My mom and dad used to call it the wet thing.
Mine was called the tinkle.
And remember what my ass was called when I was a kid?
Your Duke?
No, it was my, hold on. It was the wet thing and God damn it. The wet thing and the...
You never talked about that.
Yeah, he did. And I can't remember what it is.
Come on, think.
Your hiney?
The wet thing and the...
The Fudge Factory?
I don't remember. You know, I know I've said it on the air before. What the hell? Never
Mr. It'll, Sparkles?
It'll come to me.
People astray.
Here is Stella.
The Daisy Maker.
From Virginia. On WJM. Oh, you're Cooley.
You're Cooley.
Does your Cooley hurt?
You're Cooley and your wet thing.
Does your wet thing hurt?
That's like its own language.
Hello, Stella.
Yeah.
Hi, Stella.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, I have a crazy mom.
Yoo-hoo.
We named you Stella. Where shall we begin?
I don't know.
First story, let's see. My kids wanted a bird really bad. They were 3, 5, and 7.
Yeah.
Went over to Grandma's house, and Grandma said, I have a bird for you. She took it out of the freezer in a baggie.
Buddy!
Whoa. Whoa, now we're talking.
They're millionaires. And for wow. Christmas, they sent my 16-year-old son a can of Pringles.
Oh.
They recently bought a house.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good price because the lady who'd lived there before, while she was on her way down having a heart attack, she grabbed a lamp and smoldered for about 3 days.
Wow.
They got it at a good price, and they did have to replace that spot in the den and the carpet.
This is your mom we're talking about,
this
right?
This is my mom.
What's mom's name?
Jean. Yeah.
Stella, are you a little wacky too, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Now, we would have to talk to your mom, though, to verify.
Oh, I
what kind of bird did she take out of the freezer?
She couldn't identify it. She found it dead in her yard.
And she froze it?
Yeah.
Well, a little cryogenics.
I didn't even tell you what happened last weekend. I was barbecuing outside.
Oh, no.
I was cooking steaks and hamburgers for a bunch of kids and for people that were over. And I had left the fire burning while we went inside and had dinner.
Right.
And when I came out, I swear to God, because the bird is still there, a little yellow bird came down and sat down on the grill and caught on fire.
Oh no.
And there's been a bird, a dead burned bird.
Wow.
On our propane grill.
Wow.
For well over a week.
Oh, God.
So you just left it there?
I think
you could have probably eaten it.
Hold on a second. I know this is way out.
Shame you didn't.
You know what you're doing, really. You know what I call that?
What?
Cutting out the middleman.
Hold on.
You know? Pesky grocery stores.
Yellow bird.
Food processing plants.
You feed the marigold petals, don't you?
Right.
My kid has a half day.
From tree limb to plate.
I ordered my son to clean up the burned bird.
The burning bird.
I think he's got a half day today.
I guess, you know, you probably, to make it taste good, you'd have to eliminate the feathers.
Hey, hold on.
Hey.
Hey, big man.
Yeah.
You're on the air, Barty.
Wahoo.
Is that burned bird still out there on the grill?
No.
Oh, who took care of it?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to bury it.
I was, but then I forgot, and the next morning it was gone.
Look in the freezer.
It was just gone.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Anyway, I wasn't waking you up, was I?
What?
I wasn't waking you up, was I?
No.
Okay. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
What? I'm allowed to take a nap.
Nap time.
My, this kid of mine. Half day of school today.
Needs to sleep.
Yeah. Half day of school today. All right. I love you. I'll see ya.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go.
So the bird, maybe another bird came down and buried the bird.
Don't know.
I think it was a cat that got it.
Who evenly flipped the bird. Okay.
That's right.
You know what we got to do? We have to find a crazy mom.
We have a clear leader.
All right, let's just pick, because we could be all day with this, and I'll go off on another tangent. Let's just either pick Lainey or Michelle.
Well, I think you got to go with Lainey. Lainey did time in a psychiatric hospital and stabbed her cousin with a fork, and she got busted for having the .25 caliber weapon. You got Michelle, our other finalist, we only have two, who shot her TV when Yoda was on.
You know what? How about we leave it up to our listeners on instant feedback?
Let's do it. All right?
Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Because I would vote for the lady from Seattle.
Who would that be?
Michelle.
You go with Yoda? Michelle? Okay, who shot Yoda on the TV?
Let me see. Michelle, are you there?
I'm here.
Now, you're the mom that shot out the TV, right?
Yeah, if you guys need more ammo to tip this thing over the edge, you just let me know.
Pardon the pun.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is your last chance.
Well,
we're going to go back to the
I don't
league.
Know. We have campfires in the backyard and roast marshmallows, all of us.
That's crazy. No.
And we go four-wheel driving on the beach.
That's not crazy.
Man, get you to a psychiatric hospital.
Okay, here's a really good one. Here's a good one. I go out dancing, partying with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I drive home naked because but my clothes are all soaking wet from sweating. So I drive home naked.
All right,
very nice.
That's the
I-5. Let's go to Elaney, our other mom, Elaney.
Okay, you want me to top that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, besides the fact that I used to be a stripper, right?
Yeah.
I have a mini pincher, and besides the fact when I dress him up, I have a gold chain on him with his cross and an Italian horn. I dress him up like he's my little Italian man.
I like that. All right, well, you know what? I'm afraid that I'm going to have to overrule myself. And I'm going to have to say that we don't have to toss this out to our audience.
I don't think so.
Lainey, congratulations.
Lainey, you are the craziest mom.
And I appreciate the honor.
Congratulations, Lainey.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You haven't stabbed anybody with a fork recently, have you?
Not recently. Nobody's tried to take my food.
I wonder. Lainey, you have won $1,500 cash from Hotwire.com in celebration of Mother's Day.
That is awesome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Hold on, Lainey.
Okay.
You know, I mean, well, as you say,
Zany Lainey.
Throw it to the audience. Audience.
Yeah.
She came right through.
Yeah. You know, and Michelle was really in the running right up until the time she said we had these crazy bonfires and toast marshmallows.
Yeah, hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry,
listen,
Michelle.
Michelle, let me give you a $75 gift certificate to 1-800-Flowers.
That would be cool.
Okay.
I can send flowers to my dead mom.
That would be okay.
www.1800flowers.com, AOL keyword 1-800-Flowers. Remember Mama's Day. Mama's Day is this Sunday.
Mama.
May 12th. Sorry, Michelle, just when it was a tie until, you know, Lainey just killed you on that last thing.
Well, you know what? But I have a wiener dog named Smegma.
Okay, well,
God bless you.
You should have said that before.
You know, I didn't know we were going to pull the dog card.
Hey, Michelle, you heard Lainey. She's tough to beat.
She is.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
The fact that you lost.
Smegma. Come on, Smegma. A wiener dog and Smegma.
You know, the fact that you lost is like a victory.
Right.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Hold on, please.
Keep driving naked.
Hold on.
It's funny what people get excited about. Flowers to their dead mother.
That's true.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lainey was the craziest. Lainey, Zany, crazy Lainey.
Yeah, I mean, time in a psychiatric hospital. Very difficult to beat that.
And in prison.
Certified.
Yeah, we made the correct decision.
Absolutely.
Now let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Active Buzz.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
Powered by Insure, here is Buzz Burbank. Buzz, what is the lead story today on the news show?
Today, a Benedict Arnold spy creep goes to prison.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
it's that guy, right?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Man, a federal hump.
Proactive news.
Yeah.
My Buzz Burbank. Oh, straight ahead.
Stay tuned for
everybody.
News and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to them right now. Don and Mike.
I know it's time for Buzz's news, but something we never got to today.
Yes.
Yeah. Was Rob's story about going to see Letterman yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, the deal is... Letterman tapes two shows on Thursday. He tapes a Thursday night show and a Friday night show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Both on the same day.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you all the punchlines tonight.
Rob is lucky enough. He's walking down the street. They say, do you want to see the Letterman show?
Right.
He says yes. Save it for Monday.
Okay.
But just tell these guys some of the stuff you were telling me. It is so Larry Sanders-like.
Right.
Unbelievable.
You would not believe it.
Sure. I went with my buddy Bill, and at times we were just looking at each other saying, this is not happening.
Right.
They line everybody up by ticket number. 400 people in numerical order, and they say, now remember, Dave listens from the moment you get into the Ed Sullivan Theater. And if he doesn't hear a good energy, let me tell you how the show works. At the beginning of the day, there's a lot of jokes, and Dave chooses out the best jokes. If he doesn't sense a good energy, energy, he's not going to tell you the funniest jokes.
Oh, my God.
The audience like the,
children.
Like the, like the retard.
He said, my God.
Can we hear you laugh? Wow. And everyone
standing,
laughed.
So you're standing in line laughing over nothing.
In an abandoned, like, building. And they said...
So you're taken into a ballroom and lectured.
They say, that's pretty good. Not the best for a Friday crowd we've ever had, but not bad. We've heard some good pockets of laughter.
Tell them the part about, hey, it's Friday. Don't forget it's Friday.
When we got walked in, of course, everything is wait in line.
Keeping in mind that it's really Thursday
that Rob
is there for the taping of the Friday show.
After we've waited in line for no lie, like 40 minutes, just standing and lectured, they make us wait, you know those like cordons like they have in a bank out in front
of the theater? The rope.
They finally say, come on in. And they're all but patting us on the ass as we walk by. They're saying, remember, it's Friday. Big game tomorrow. No work tomorrow. It's Friday. You're a good crowd. It's going to be a Friday show. We're going to have a good time. Let's go. It's Friday.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
IQ dropped 20 points by going there.
Oh, wow. We will hear more about this on Monday's episode.
All right,
it's amazing. You'll be thrilled.
Very
to see
cool.
What I saw.
And I know you like me, and especially you, Buzz.
Yeah.
You know, think Letterman's the greatest.
Absolutely.
Wait till you hear this behind the scenes stuff.
Fantastic.
Because it sounds very Larry Sanders-ish.
Very cool. Little insight.
As exciting as it was, the one thought I had is that if Don and Mike were here, they'd have exploded by now. You would have stormed down the street by now. You would not have wanted to do this.
Wow. It's almost like the beginning of the Larry Sanders Show when Hank comes down and goes, that says applesauce.
Right.
The better you are, the better Larry
is.
Right.
But I do invite everyone to listen for my laugh tonight because I laughed as hard as I could.
You guffawed.
I did.
Very good.
Imagine if they actually say to the audience, every day, Dave has got a big pile of jokes. And if you're a good audience and you laugh, he'll tell you the funniest joke.
But if you're not, he'll save the funniest jokes for another audience.
It sounds corny, but he feeds off you.
I tell him about the sweeps.
Oh, you're all here at a good time, and let me tell you why. I don't know if you understand how television works, but in May is what we call a sweeps month, and Friday is the best show of the week. So a Friday in sweeps, you're in for quite a treat.
Oh, my God. Just talking to people like they're idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And people, were a lot of people in line just drinking it up?
Yeah. It's so fun.
You'll hear all about Rob and his experience at the Letterman Show.
Very cool.
On Monday's episode.
Good story. I think you enjoy it.
And here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, after spying on his own country, 58-year-old Robert Hansen will spend the rest of his life in prison. That was his sentence today for taking cash and diamonds for over 20 years. In exchange for American secrets.
Too good for him.
Diamonds.
U.S. officials say the effects of his betrayal will hurt us for years to come and that it's one of the most damaging espionage cases ever.
Time to get Gladiator on his ass.
I agree.
Say goodbye to the...
Slice off his scrotum.
Feed him to a wild beast.
Say goodbye to the Army National Guard troops at the airports.
Bye!
New York's Governor Pataki yesterday ordered the troops to stand down not quite 8 months after the attack on America. He says the airports will be fully prepared to resume full security coverage once the guardsmen leave. The feds had ordered the stand down to take place by the end of this month anyway. At their peak, there were 390 troops a day at airports across this state, 1,800 involved overall.
You know, we're flying to L.A. this weekend, and we can now bring nail clippers back on the planes with us.
Right.
Yeah.
You can now bring razors back on the planes with you.
Right.
Fantastic.
And I'll still be ready to kick some ass, though, on that plane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll have a little liquid courage.
Courage.
Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law is being questioned again today, deposed in a lawsuit filed for 86 alleged victims of sexual abuse
by some motherfucker.
Pedophile priest.
He's just
did remember labeling as urgent a letter that called Father Gogan a pedophile, but that he did not remember actually reading that letter.
Strogan Gogan.
He's a mother.
That's what they call him, Strogan Gogan.
The mother.
Former Vice President Dan Quayle, who thought the TV show Murphy Brown lacked family values, is a big fan of the Osbournes.
That's my new favorite thing to do now, because if I go, someone is a mother, they don't know whether to delete out or not. Because
it's a gray area.
Because I'm not really saying the whole thing.
Right. You can interpret it the way you want.
Hold on, Lisa's sending me an instant message. Your face, so funny.
Yeah, when you do that.
Yeah, it is.
Mother!
You scrunch up your face. Careful.
Wow. Dan Quayle. Can't be good for your voice.
Yeah.
Why, you?
Way to take your...
Take care of your voice there.
That's right.
Be very, very careful.
Rip it out.
Mike, weekend's coming up.
Weekend!
Weekend's here.
Hey, we'll be back by Monday.
It's Friday. No work tomorrow. Good show.
Dan Quayle. Didn't think Murphy Brown was good for family values, but he's a big fan of the Osbournes.
What's the deal with Republicans and the Osbournes?
I don't know, but they love it. Quayle told a National Press Club luncheon yesterday that America's family values are in better shape than they were when he slammed the Candace Bergen show 10 years ago. And he says he sees family values at work when he watches the Osbournes. He says despite the craziness and cursing and chaos, Ozzy and Sharon are loving parents. And he says the show carries good messages, especially against drugs.
This is someone who is trying desperately to mold Dan Quayle's image into someone who perhaps in the year 2004...
Yeah, remember when he was...
the election is who we can believe in.
Remember when he ran with Bush and we all kind of thought he was a young dummy?
Right.
Well, now he's just an older dummy. I saw him interviewed the other night. It's the same guy. It's the same guy that can't speak.
But he says, vote for me in 2006.
Right. But you got to know that they got a room of people together. They go, listen, now, Dan, you remember how you hated Murphy Brown?
Mm-hmm. Here's the spin.
We want you to go on now and say you love Ozzy Osbourne.
Do it, Danny. Do it.
He says, duh. Quoting Quayle, look at him and how he fried his brains from taking drugs all those years. Everyone will say, I don't want to be like that.
Duh.
The Disney company's been caught with its hand in the Spider-Man cookie jar.
Oh, good.
Marvel Comics is suing Disney's Buena Vista ass for using its artwork without permission to promote a Spider-Man home video cartoon series that has nothing to do with the current hit movie.
Spider-Man.
Disney asked for permission but hadn't gotten it. A lawsuit filed here in Manhattan yesterday asked the court to make Disney immediately stop using the artwork and to destroy all copies.
Wow.
There'll be a hearing next week. The movie, by the way, continues to set records expected to cross the 150 million mark today.
Boy, Spider-Man's anus is really red over that.
His anus.
And yes, there will be sequels.
Captain.
Columbia Pictures says the first sequel to Spider-Man will be out in 2 years, May 7th, 2004.
Jar Jar Binks' anus.
Anus.
Earlier this week, Marvel Comics let go that Columbia had paid a seven-figure advance for Spider-Man 2, and a third Spider-Man movie is planned for 2 years later in 2006, both of them with Tobey Maguire.
And Kirsten Dunst's anus.
Columbia is also launching an animated Spider-Man show for MTV that will feature former Doogie Howser star Neil Patrick Harris as the voice of Spidey.
All right, that's where I get off the train.
Yeah, I figured you would. In Seattle, a couple of guys have been waiting in line for months for tickets for the new Star Wars movie that comes out next Friday.
Are these the dummies that we had on?
These are the dummies.
Same guys. And
April?
I make reference because they've been waiting so long.
Or was it March?
It was before that. It was
February?
Wasn't it before Christmas?
I think so. Back in the winter, I know that.
It was in January. Maybe.
I think January or February.
I'm not sure, but I'm sure the anuses are cold.
I can go all day.
Yeah.
Even more amusing, because after all that waiting, the movie is already out on the internet and has been for more than a week before the theatrical debut.
Of course it is.
The Los Angeles Times says at least one bootleg version appears to have been made at a private screening with the use of a tripod-mounted digital camcorder.
Oh, I can bring a tripod in there when Natalie Portman's in the movie.
Spider-Man hit the net just one day before its official release.
Yes. Yep. Take a look at my tripod.
She looks like a grown-up Danielle Brisbois.
Mm-hmm.
You know the girl that was on Archie Bunker's place?
Oh, Danielle Brisbois isn't fit to even stand next to her Ennis. Come now.
In Schmanis. Palm Beach, California today, 8 people being injected with silicone chips so they can be scanned like a loaf of bread. The tiny chips carry information about the person, their name, address, medical information. The first chips are being installed in Alzheimer's patients who often wander away from home and worry their families.
F you, white trash.
Thank you, Mike. Thousands of other elderly people are also in line to get their chips, followed by the children of worried parents.
Where am I?
But the chip, which is implanted in the upper back, is also causing worry among groups concerned about a right to privacy. First chips are just experimental and have not yet been approved for mass distribution by the Food and Drug Administration.
Our producer. Yeah, goodbye, Mr. Chips.
Wipe me. It's to breathe.
Wipe me now.
Wipe me now, please.
Wipe me.
Oh, miss. Issue.
Hold on.
All right.
Empty the bowl.
We got a break.
Menace.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just sitting, like, letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded.
Right.
They told me they were going to do a vamp.
Hi, Brittany. Right.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
Yes, you little whore.
Let me see. Yeah. Oh, my band is a joy, my group!
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna... I know, well, I'm just not gonna just stand out there. I thought they were gonna
Bam. Okay. Okay, thanks. You departed.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Brittany.
Two screaming semen demons. Don and Mike.
Now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I forgot that. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. From what seemed like a good idea at the time, Department, a magazine that warns consumers about dangerous products is now recalling a couple of the free gifts it offered subscribers. Consumer Reports is recalling the free tire gauge and the free flashlight. The tire gauge is defective, and we've recently learned the importance of proper tire pressure. The flashlight can reportedly overheat and start a fire. Now, the government's warning people to take the batteries out of the flashlight and throw it away. Apparently, the magazine that tests so many products for safety failed to test the stuff it was giving away.
Duh.
Quoting an executive, Consumers Union learned a valuable lesson.
Get to know Charlie.
That's okay. Give him flashlights.
Get to know Charlie.
Fire!
New Yorkers turned nearly two dozen guns over to police yesterday, each one in exchange for $100. The city has another gun amnesty program underway. Turn in your guns, no questions asked, and get $1 to $300.
Especially those 25 calibers, right?
Is that a bit that, like, all the cities do now?
Yeah.
Fairly regular. Gag. I
wonder how much it really works.
In this case, Mayor Bloomberg says there's been a worrisome increase in shootings this year, and he thought this might help. Yesterday, in four boroughs of the city, folks turned in 14 revolvers, 7 semi-automatic handguns, and a sawed-off shotgun. Now, where do New York street vendors get those counterfeit designer watches and wallets? Well, ultimately from Hong Kong, but police found a warehouse full of the knockoff items yesterday under a building in Chinatown. Acting on a tip, the cops wove their ways through a maze of secret tunnels, trap doors, and fake walls to find...
Your voice is fine. Here's a watch.
A huge stash of fake brand-name products.
Here's what you want to do. Do not speak on show for the next 2 days. Then, I cauterize your throat. Then... Wow, that's a beautiful watch you have there. Say, would you like one just like it?
It's identical.
They say it took hours to get through all the bolts, locks, and gates.
Because that's really the way he talks.
Of course.
My doctor, he doesn't...
You are going to be fine.
He does not talk like this.
I have saved you. I am a miracle worker. Not how long my fingernails are.
They say the bounty will be found, that they found would be worth $125 million on the street. But they say the stuff gets past customs without a trademark. They say the brand names like Rolex, Movado, Gucci, Prada, and Cartier are added after the items get to the U.S.
How do you do?
Perhaps Mike would like to meet my sister.
Ah.
I understand Mike would like a nice China doll.
Oh, yes, indeed you do.
Sometime in his future.
Wonderful stuff.
The guy who used to host Blue's Clues says the rumors about his death,
Steve,
heroin abuse, and Krusty the Clown bitterness about kid shows are not true.
Steve, cool guy.
Steve Burns tells the New York Observer that he did once, however, get a ticket for public urination in New York Central Park.
Oh, yeah, shocker, it was Central Park.
Quoting him, I was terrified some horrible reporter with bad intentions was going to report Steve Burns naked in the park. Now that he's left the PBS show, he's promoting a new musical album called Songs for Dust Mites.
It was Yellow's Clues.
Yeah, that day it was.
It wasn't Brown's Clues.
What are you, yellow?
A German woman is in jail here in New York for supposedly stalking Richard Gere.
Germany.
The 52-year-old mother of four allegedly called Gere 1,000 times in the past year, saying things like, I need to see you, I will follow you, and I will stay with you for all time.
Hi. This is Frau Julia.
Hello. Richard Gere?
I would like to speak with Richard Gere again. He is not taking my calls.
Greg, have you been calling Richard Gere?
Yes, I have, General Boldcarter. Please don't transfer me to the Russian front.
Have you been calling Richard Gere 1,000 times, Clink?
Yes, sir, I loved American Gigolo.
This woman's also flown here from Germany 6 times in the last year, even showing up at Gere's office.
Clink, where's my CD of German music?
Hi, I am exhausted after my flight. Make love to me, Richard Gere.
His office is where she was arrested April 30th, and even though she also reportedly threatened to kill herself, she's been found mentally fit to stand trial.
Aye, da jawohl, I am queer for gear.
Clink, get me Spivak on the phone.
Ah, yes, a good German officer. He's training the Hitler Youth.
A famous mother of four, grandmother of 10, and great-grandma of 1 says Mother's Day is a ripoff. Actress Elizabeth Taylor says Mother's Day is no big deal.
Here's what she said.
Quoting her, and it's an interesting holiday she chose to compare it to. Quoting her, it's not like Thanksgiving.
She tells the Associated Press that the day is, and I quote, a commercial ripoff to tell the truth, a chance to sell my perfume and other things ladies like.
There you go. Way to tell it like it is, Liz.
We now know why Liza Minnelli, may as well keep that going, why Liza Minnelli canceled the show at New York's Beacon Theater back in December. The New York Post says she lost a tooth, a lower front tooth.
Oh, God. Liza.
Paper says she was already backstage, preparing to go on with Tony Bennett and Barry Manilow, and the thing just fell out.
And they're falling out of my head.
Stagehands reportedly scrambled to look for the incisor, but never did find it.
Big green piece of junk on the floor.
What's this? It looks like part of a penny. Oh, it's your tooth.
In sports, the NFL says it'll start testing players this summer for supplements, including ephedrine. A positive test result earns a 4-game suspension. That makes the NFL the first major sport to ban the supplement, even though it's already been banned by the International Olympic Committee and the NCAA. And the Washington Capitals today fired coach Ron Wilson, who led the team to the Stanley Cup Finals in 98, but hasn't won a playoff series since.
Heck of a nice guy.
Caps have been hurt by several key injuries this year. And finally, the thing about being naked, there's no place to put your driver's license. Dateline Eugene, Oregon. A 20-year-old man sneaked into an apartment last Saturday, took off his clothes, and tiptoed into the bedroom of a sleeping woman. She woke up and screamed. That awoke her boyfriend, who jumped out of bed and chased the guy. The intruder got away, but police did catch up with him. That's because he left his clothes behind and his driver's license. Quoting a cop, thankfully it had his current address.
Great.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Let me just listen, Annie W., give me an extra 20 seconds. I just got to read you an instant feedback.
Very good.
From maybe the dumbest person of the week. Don't cut us off, please. This is from Scott in Queens. Someone here at work just turned your show on. I heard someone correct your news guy on the pronunciation of Spider-Man. The problem is your correction is wrong. It's Spider-Man. See the spelling? Not Spider-Man. This is supported by everyone in our generation I've spoken to over the years, as well as the TV cartoons pronunciation and every TV and radio advertisement and news broadcast. Please do not correct someone if you are incorrect or you look like a fool.
Yeah.
It's a joke!
It's a joke.
Ass wipe!
There you go, it's Spider-Man. Watch careful, your voice! Careful.
Spider-Man.
Protect Spider-Man.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Sorry, we're out
of time. We gotta go. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
And we will talk to you Monday from Los Angeles with Leah. When we talk more about Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Dumb, useless ass.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. A good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Rob.
I'm going to be that way in Los Angeles.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise? Satisfaction guaranteed. This is the Don and Mike Show.